back time on the Don and Mike Show.
We're having a beauty contest for genitalia tomorrow. Do you think you got some pretty ones?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Beautiful.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I've been told Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis has a penis as well as a vagina.
We don't have photographic evidence of that, Don.
She is a hermaphrodite.
You don't know that.
Talk to that doctor in San Francisco.
Doctor of the Weekly World News.
Dr. Giggle.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Mike.
But turn your radio down. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes.
Don and Mike, and the big, big, big.
The Don and Mike Show. You can get it.
That's right.
Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find. The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
What? Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Every night before I go to sleep, I look up on the wall. Two pieces of wood in a cross.
Really?
A man nailed to that cross. Hands nailed. Feet nailed. You know him as the Son of God.
Thorn.
Yes, a crown of thorns, Rob. You know him as the Son of God. I know him as Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Rob Spiewak.
Hey, what of you for doing today's Genitals for Jamaica show is a favor for all your deaf men.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole show of get you guys reading lists. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Diane Sawyer and all the ships at sea. Hey, you can keep your Viagra. They're never low on Splunk. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yes, and yeah. I've been told some of the contestants are already here.
Ooh. Oh, what time are we going to start the contest?
Very soon. Very soon. It's very complicated. Is it three? But first we have to say hello and thank you for listening, Don and Mike Show. Still coming to you via the auspices of Westwood One. Gosh, they're the best.
They are indeed.
It's a new episode on Thursday, January 18th. Our phone number is same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. And we're not going to play Welcome to Our World today.
All right.
Today we're playing something a little different.
Yeah.
New York, just when you thought we were out.
Yeah,
we're back.
Welcome back.
So it's like that scene from The Godfather. Every time I try to get out,
right?
Welcome back.
They pull me back in.
Yeah, we're like The Godfather. You know that time he got there when Fredo was guarding him? Got shot like, what, 5-6 times? And he lived.
He lives.
We're alive!
We're back. Show's being heard again.
Hello, New York.
On WNEW in New York.
Oh.
Same time slot as before.
Good to be back in New York.
7 p.m. until whenever the show's done. And, you know, frankly, I want to tell you something.
Welcome back.
The people who run that station, they're dickweeds. And they're the people we had the problems with all along. And over the last week, we've had all kinds of discussions, illegal discussions, and everything's been worked out. And they made it worth our while. And there's not another shift that's available to the show right now on WNEW. So we're happy to be back on NEW, and you'll be able to hear the show every night.
Yes, absolutely.
From 7 until 11 or 11:30, whenever they decide to stop running the show.
So just remember, the tape's going to be tape delayed. All you people up in New York want to call, you call us in the afternoon. We'd be glad to talk to you.
So we're back, and we're happy about that. We're actually very happy about that.
Yeah, it's very good to be back in New York City, especially the big game coming up.
Yeah, go Giants. We had, lots of calls from people wondering what went on in New York. And,
sure.
Well, all that is behind us now. We worked it out with the dickweeds who run the station. And
who are still dickweeds.
Yeah.
And will always be dickweeds. And, at a certain point, you simply have to accept that fact.
They worked it out, though.
Good.
We wouldn't be on NEW if things weren't worked out to our satisfaction. So we say to them, thank you for meeting us more than halfway, huh?
You see, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and sometimes you just got to squawk a little.
So, after a brief hiatus, our show is back on WNEW. That is good news. Now,
well then, fine.
Now, if you, and today we are going to have many contestants for the Genitals for Jamaica show.
Oh, yes, good. Prettiest genitals will win an all-expense-paid trip to Jamaica.
A fantastic day for the New York audience to get this show back where it rightly belongs on WNEW, because today's the day the girls will be coming in to parade their genitals, and we're going to pick the prettiest set of genitals to win a trip to Jamaica.
Very excited about the show today.
The contest starts very soon, and the contestants are waiting out in the lobby right now.
Gathering as we speak.
However, I just got to say one thing. And it pains me to say this, so you're going to have to bear with me. I don't want to rehash everything that was in the Washington Post today.
Right.
In the radio column of the Washington Post.
Today.
But suffice to say, when you get past the stuff about the ratings,
right,
and I mean, who knows what he's writing about when he writes, Don and Mike continued their Napoleonic domination of afternoon drive.
You know, he has to give us the dictator that's the short guy, okay? He has to give us the big military conqueror that dominated the world, that's the little, the little elfin-like guy.
Don and Mike continued their Napoleonic domination of afternoon drive, winning every rating category. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, how about Alexander the Great, George Patton?
How about Genghis Khan?
Genghis Khan. Somebody really...
At least throw me a Manuel Noriega.
Sure.
He'd even take a Cleopatra.
But you get past that, and what he does is he spends the next couple of paragraphs, mm-hmm, the next half of the column, mm-hmm, writing a totally erroneous version of things that happened on this show over the last week.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if you've listened to the show, you know why we walked out last week. You know the problems that we had. We documented it. God, we beat it to death on this show.
Right.
If you read today's newspaper, what's in the newspaper is not what really happened.
Exactly.
Now, this is what pains me to say.
What?
And you better roll the tape recorders. This is the only time you're going to catch me saying this. This is not Frank Ahern's fault.
No, it's not.
Wow.
It is not Frank Ahern's fault that I have done checking,
yeah,
and I have found that Frank Ahern's had a source for all of the crap he wrote about us today, all of the stuff that's not true about what happened on the show over the last week.
He had a source?
Yes, he did. There was a mole.
A mole?
A mole in the station.
The mole.
And that mole is at a funeral today.
No, that's too bad.
And if that mole thinks he's at a funeral today, he just better wait until he gets his scrawny ass and his big buck teeth in here tomorrow and his gigantic chinny chin chin. Because, in fact, I have discovered that it is Jim McClure,
who is the misinformation disseminator.
Yes. Much as I would like to ream the guy from the Post for writing a story that's 100% non-correct,
right,
I can't fault him. I can't fault him because I found out through my own investigation that, in fact, He was simply relaying a story that had been told to him by somebody in management at this radio station.
Oh, my
God. And that
God.
Somebody in management is the one and only Jim McClure.
You could walk the hallways of this radio station and find millions of individuals that I would rather have dealing with the media than Mr. James McClure. He is not qualified to wipe his own bottom.
And he gets every fact wrong. And I'm not talking about Ahearns now.
Right.
I'm talking about Jim McClure, who spoon-fed this information to Ahearns.
You know how many meetings Jim McClure was in regarding our situation?
How many?
Zippy.
Well, none.
Oh.
Zero.
Well, none.
None.
Jim McClure had nothing to do with our most recent negotiations with management.
Huh.
He had nothing to do with it. He was out of the loop.
But he's another one of those guys who apparently when a newspaper guy calls him,
he gets real excited.
Oh, I must be important. Listen, I'll tell you what's happening. You know, and I wouldn't even be pissed if he told the guy the goddamn real story about what happened with our problems over the last week to 10 days, but he didn't.
One has to have one's beanbag singed in the fire of the media to learn that you don't just babble and ramble on to a reporter. It is not the right thing to do. And what he did was, it sounds to me like he got excited and he was speaking out of school because he didn't know what the facts were.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. I think most people who listen to the show, and I'm not talking about the casual listeners, I'm talking about the diehards who actually sit through our ranting and raving. Right. I think those people have a genuine understanding of what we perceive to be a big hypocrisy and why we were upset last week, which has absolutely nothing to do with the article that was written in the newspaper today, which if you read it, implies that we're babies, that because somebody talked about us, we quit.
You know, our issue, and we've said it again and again and again, is with management. And it was with a long relationship that we had with this company, and we felt sincerely that we were not getting the attention that we deserved. And we really felt like we had to make some noise about that.
And they lied to us. They lied to us about the situation at the New York station. I mean, we could not have been more clear about that, yet what's in the newspaper today is totally wrong, and I woke up like everybody, and I read it, and I was pissed, and I did some thinking about it, and I checked some of my people here at the station, and all signs point to Big Gum Jim, and I'm sad to tell you that he has been identified as the guilty party.
Now, who knows what his motivations are? I mean, I will give him the benefit of the doubt and say that this is simply a stupid thing that he did.
I mean, he didn't only sell us out with bad information.
I just hope there's no malice here, because, you know, we talk a lot about Jim McClure, and sometimes when you're joking about people, they come in here and they giggle and they laugh and they think it's funny, and we rake Jim over the coals on a regular basis like we do everybody in management, and maybe Jim harbors some deep-seated grudge against us, and that's why he did that.
Well,
I hope that's not the case.
He ratted out Liddy, too, with stuff about Liddy's show.
Yeah,
that's not true.
And, you know, I kind of think that maybe it's just because he, you know, he got excited because he was talking to a reporter. Who knows?
Hi, Charlie.
I just want to say, I know it's not that Jimmy has any grudges against you guys.
It's just that he's stupid.
Yeah, he's stupid.
Well,
he's
okay.
Stupid.
I give him the benefit of the doubt.
But why would he tell the guy from the Post?
If Mike said it. He's stupid.
That's just, you know, you will agree that he's dumb enough to do it just, I mean, I would definitely hold out possibility he would do it just because he's dumb.
Is he that dumb, though?
Oh, he's dumb.
You ever see him move?
I you know, you ever go to a building with him and try to get, I've given him rides to places where I want him to leave a building, and he can't even process it to get out of the building quickly. He moves slowly. He thinks slowly.
See, I didn't even think that there was the possibility. See, I originally thought that Frank Ahearns was just making all this stuff up, right?
Because
there have been newspaper guys who've written about it, just make it up.
History there. But when I saw that, and you pointed that out to me, I could not believe that he would have had to have some kind of source.
Well, I get down to the bottom part about Liddy, and then he writes about our friend G. Gordon Liddy, and one of the lines of the story says, station executives hint. And as soon as I read that, I thought, oh, well, listen, you know what that means? That means he talked to somebody in the station.
Station executive.
Station executive. Please, station executive, my ass. Jim McClure is an ass.
Oh, man. I mean, really.
And like I say, I was ready to come in today with both barrels just blazing after this guy from the Post to say, how tough is it to get the facts? But as it turns out, he was getting the facts as were relayed to him by a guy who we work with.
Unbelievable.
God, what an asswipe Jim is.
He's not available for comment at this time.
Yeah. Who conveniently is at a funeral.
You better tell him. Can I ask a question about this funeral issue? Do people go out and shoot people when they feel the heat around here? Is that what happens? They go out and, you know, I'm curious about that. Seems like everybody's always at a funeral.
I think that you better call Jimmy wherever he is.
I have.
And tell him that they better dig a second hole. And then maybe he just better jump in that hole and they just better bury him alive. Because he better not come around here.
I really...
No more.
You know, we'd have enough problems. We really do. With guys like Frank Ahearns and with other people. You know, on our own. We don't need people in this building...
helping.
Talking to reporters and getting all the facts wrong.
And that's the bitch. That's the bitch we have with this guy. Even if you're going to talk to the reporter, which incidentally is wrong, you know, because that's a rule around here. You never trust a reporter. If you're going to talk to the reporter... For God's sake, at least tell him the right stuff. I mean,
you know, and it's like, we have great ratings, and he throws that away in his column. It's not like Frank Aaron's completely off the hook here, because, you know, he throws the ratings in there very, very briefly, and then he launches onto this thing. The negative, which he really wants, that's what he wants to write about.
Yeah,
not
but
the
you know
fact
what?
That we've had the great ratings.
You know what, and I hate to defend him. Please don't, I feel like Ray Caruth's attorney. Please, don't make me defend him, but... This is information he was spoon-fed...
Yes, it is.
...by Jim McClure. Because Frank Ahearns is such a dickless wonder that if Jim McClure didn't spoon-feed him this
stuff... You're right.
...he wouldn't have written anything about it because he has no idea what goes on this show.
Right. I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, well, stand in line, Mike.
I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, and you think we're mad. You know who really will kill him is Liddy. You know,
Liddy will kill him.
With a pencil.
Wait until G gets back from his trial.
I mean, he's having a stressful week. I don't know if you've read the papers about him. He's having his own stressful week. Wait till he gets back.
Yeah, G is not around.
For his stressful month.
He's up in Baltimore defending himself in a defamation suit. And incidentally, behind you all the way, G.
Yes, we are.
But, you know, I don't want to be around when he reads this and then finds out that it came from Jim McClure.
Jesus.
No way. Great management. You know, we just work our way with all the management at WNEW.
Right.
After a week, 10 days, we finally get everything worked out. Everything's hunky-dory.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then all of a sudden, boom, Pandora's box opens right here.
I mean, you don't let the guy go into the snake den with the shakiest hands.
Come on. Well, Jim McClure's an idiot. I mean, as we demonstrated last... Wasn't it just last week that we had a demonstration?
Yes.
Where we actually showed that nobody around the station respects him?
Of course not.
And he's nothing more than a figurehead?
That's it. And he's demonstrated now he's incapable of handling this task. And I'm sure as time goes on, he will slowly but surely demonstrate that he's incapable of handling a lot of other tasks, too.
And which is why
He is a Nimrod. I'm sorry. He's always been a Nimrod.
And Mike, I hate to pull this one on you, but I will. The I told you so. Last week, you said you were his friend, and I said, what is he? He's a program director.
He's the enemy.
You can't be friends with him.
No, I've been mad at him a lot, but I'm as mad at him now. You know, he's like a slow-witted guy. He really is. You know, he keeps coming back. I don't know if he's capable of coming back on this one. I really don't.
You know, because what the story he gave to Ahearns,
like, it wasn't thick enough around here last week.
You know,
like, there wasn't enough crap flying around here last week. We got to have Jim McClure pulling this.
The story that he gave to Ahearns, in essence, is that, you know, Mike and I couldn't take a little criticism from somebody, and because of that, we walked off.
That was not the reason that we walked off.
Right, and that's well documented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can dish it out. And we can take it.
Absolutely. It comes with the territory. It really does. It comes with the territory. And that is not the issue. The issue was with management. We said that all along. We said that from the very, very beginning. And, you know, that was just one part of the whole huge equation that you know, where we simply had to, you know, wave our arms, jump around, scream and yell a little bit, and get some attention, get some stuff accomplished, and let the management, let the powers that be at this place know how we felt.
And they finally figured it out. They finally got it all done. Last night, was on the telephone with them. This morning, we're on the telephone. Everybody agrees. Great. Everything's done. Don't worry about it.
Absolutely.
And now this.
This is just the, you know. Talk about something that was completely unnecessary.
Yes.
And something that didn't need to happen.
You know,
I'm astonished.
This was a great story if you just stop the story after he writes that we continued our Napoleonic domination of Afternoon Drive, winning every ratings category.
Right.
That's a good end of story.
Sure.
But no, then you have to get down to Don and Mike's protest. and that's the headline for the next story.
Yes, right.
You know, and again, oh, Jesus, I hate saying this. It's not the guy at the Post fault. And I know that. I know who told him. It was Jim McClure.
Right.
Jim Freegan McClure. And if he was here, oh, you'd hear it. Well, you know what? Here's a reason to tune in tomorrow.
Right.
That tomorrow, the Don and Mike Kangaroo Court will be in session.
Absolutely.
That tomorrow, Jim McClure's going to be on the hot seat.
Yeah, there must be some sort of punishment.
Jesus Christ.
He must be punished.
And I don't even want to think about what G. Gordon Liddy's going to do to him.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get a real punishment there.
Right.
You know, we're going to do our goofy, entertaining punishment, but I'll tell you right now, G-Man, you know, he'll come back from his little trial. And God, I hope he wins that trial, because if he doesn't win that trial, oh, and he comes back and he's got to deal with Jim McClure.
Oh, Jesus. He'll be angry. So anyway.
You just hear this. You know, G's office is at the very end of the hall next to ours. We're the second to last office. G's is all the way down at the end, and you'll just hear this. Ah!
Oh, God, I hope so. I hope so.
He'll be doing that little lighter trick, you know, leaving your hand over the lighter.
I hope so. I might even stoke that fire a little bit myself.
Oh, yeah. That's a good. Hey, that's good.
Hey, G. Wow, did you read this? Jesus. Boy, why didn't he just take a stick and rape you with it? Why didn't he just anally rape you? Boy, look at that. Look what Jim McClure said about you in the newspaper today.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ.
So he'll have to go in and deal with those cold black eyes.
Jim McClure, thank you. Okay. So anyway, that's all I got for you. Good night.
Good night, everybody. It's great to be back on in New York.
Yeah. Oh, hold on, Robbie. What happened to my Welcome Back, Connor music?
Oh, you're done.
Well, you got the contestants music there?
Jamaica music, sex music.
Ah, we got Jamaica music. We got sex music.
Mm-hmm. And here's the good feeling John Sebastian right now.
Right, here we go. That's right. Well, all of that's in the rearview mirror now. Because the good people of New York, we're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Every night.
Dreams for you.
7 to 11. That's the time slot they got available.
How about those giants?
We'll take it.
Kind of glad to be back, Josh.
Sure. Yeah. What the F?
Sure. That's really, you know, it all comes down to that. With something like this, so it's, at a certain point, you just got to go, hey, what the F?
What the F?
You know,
they made it worth our while. They want us on the station.
We're glad to be on the station. Very glad to be on the station.
Okay. So anyway.
The power.
That's the news of the day.
Juggernaut.
That we're back on WNEW.
Very good.
And that Jim McClure is a dead man.
Dead.
He is dead to us.
Mm-hmm.
I want his family dead.
You want his house burned to the ground. You want to go out there, you want to pee on the ashes.
I want you to pluck out his eyebrows. I want you to pull out his eye sockets. I want you to cut off his balls.
Whoa!
And bring me his balls on a big one of the, what's one of those sticks? That you, what?
Skewer.
Yes. I want his balls on a skewer.
Brother Donald. Look what I have here.
Yeah.
This is G. Gordon Liddy. I brought them back on a skewer.
And he's the guy who could do it. Don't you know that's true?
Absolutely.
Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yes. This is Dr. Robbie.
Yes, hello, Dr. Robbie.
Yeah, you guys are, I know you guys are talking about those vagina things. And I have a comment for,
We're talking about what?
You know, you really might want to think about mastering the English language before you call back the next
Hello,
time.
Doctor, what?
Yeah, you guys are...
I listened to myself. The vagina.
Hello, is that what he wanted to talk about, vagina?
I sounded like that's what I heard.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, now that you guys are back on in New York, are you going to start giving them freebies on the secret song and so on?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
All right.
Right now, we're just happy to be back on in New York.
Concentrate on the show at hand.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I had talked to you about 3 years ago. I was entering into a broadcast school, and I was asking what your opinions were on that.
Yeah, and I hope we told you to forget about it.
Yeah, you did. I don't remember Dude Walker even called up and kind of backed me up on it, said he went to the same kind of a trade school. But after hearing this stuff...
Did you go to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting?
No, it was on the West Coast in Spokane.
Dude and I went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
There are some guys in radio who've made it, but I generally believe it. You might as well just go out, open a window, and throw your money out the window.
Well, I remember, I mean, this is years ago. I was 14 years old, and I did it on a weekend thing with a friend of mine from high school, and we went for fun. And we went in there. We were real excited about it because we took it very seriously.
Oh, it was just boys?
And it was adults, and we were...
But
we went in there.
You were boys?
We were young boys. Tiny young boys. Nobody fondled us.
Come on.
I got mugged, though, in Hartford. Mugged when that happened. Well, there was some touching.
Okay.
From some of the older disc jockeys. They were teaching the classes.
I'm saying they're all freaks.
What'd you say, Jack Allen?
I never said that.
We went in there, and you had to go in, and they'd give you a piece of copy to read.
Right.
And then you had to, like, they had a turntable set up, and you had to talk over the record. And I was really nervous. It was only after the fact that I realized, you know, like so many things of that nature, I believe if your money's green,
yeah,
you know, you get in there, you go for it, you give it a try. Unless, of course, they're swamped. Then they filter a few people out. But
well, the story that I heard, and I don't know because I never went to a broadcasting school, was that they would bring, like Mike said, young teenage boys into a room, and then they would have to talk into the instructor's microphone.
Yes.
And a big, fat, sweaty guy,
right,
kind of like a Jim London type guy, he would pull down his pants,
right,
and he would allow himself to become aroused,
mm-hmm,
and then each of the boys would have to talk into the microphone and work on their mic technique.
Well, you have it almost right, but the big, fat, sweaty disc jockey was on the other side of a wall. The wall had a hole cut in it.
Oh, the glory hole.
And then they used body paint to paint the appendage to make it look like a microphone.
Silver.
And one of the instructions was, when you're talking into the microphone, hold it vigorously.
Right.
And to this day, that's what it was.
We still keep our lips close to it.
And all these, yes, right, Buzz, keep your mouth very close.
Right.
And even kept screaming, use more plosives.
The thing that was cool, when I went, I think it was near a radio station. I think we got a chance to see disc jockeys. There were disc jockeys, you know, at the time, you know, it's like when you're young, you know, and you listen to these guys and some of the guys that were teaching the classes, there was this one guy, Dick McDonough.
Dick.
Who I'd listened to, I'd listened to when I was 5 years old all the way up. And
Dick.
And Dick McDonough taught one of the classes, and he was cool.
Sure he did. Boys, hi there. My name is Dick McDonough. Now, in front of me, you're going to see a large console. What I'm going to do is remove my sensible trousers. Now, I'd like you to reach down. You see these things between my legs?
I wish Dude would call.
Here's what I want you to do.
I wish Dude would call, because he probably knows the same guys.
To get the feel of them, because right, that's what a radio knob feels like. Go ahead. What's your name, son? Mike O'Mara?
I'm Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Hi, Dick.
Hi. Come on over and...
Okay.
Come on over and...
Right.
Okay. Hey, Diamond.
Grab a...
That's what I sounded like when I was back when I was 13.
Hey, how are...
No, even back when I was 14, I had this voice.
Grab onto one of these and pretend that you're tweaking the modulation right now. Make
attenuator.
Make the knob go up and down.
Okay, there we go.
Oh,
how's that?
That's good.
I'm twisting.
Now, talk into the microphone.
Hello.
Closer.
Hey, the microphone just spit at me.
Closer.
That's not right. Another guy's name was Walt Pinto.
Hey, Walt Pinto with you.
I think that's what his name was.
Thank God the authorities haven't found out about my previous record.
They run you right out of town.
I go from state to state, you know. Hey, listen, guys, my name's Walt Pinto. In case anybody asks, if I ever have one of these broadcasting classes at my home, you might notice some of the neighbors coming around to check on us. That's because I'm in a unique program where I have to go to all my neighbors and identify myself before I move into their neighborhood.
Yeah. Ah, the good old days. It was fantastic. You know, it's great, though.
Now, who wants to ride the Pinto?
Mr. Pinto?
Yes. Yes, Mike O'Mara.
What? Do we still have to shower after class is over?
Mike, you know, a good broadcaster showers before class.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchtime and after class.
All right.
So come on, how about you hop out of those trousers and get to the tub right now?
Well, I know if I don't, you'll make me get on the station B-Day.
will. I sure will.
I sure will, Mikey. I sure will.
And you'll notice in this class, only boys.
Only boys, yes.
So I'm going to tell you something. There's no place for women in radio. Radio is a field for men. Let's all hold hands
in a circle.
I'm going to teach you boys about some of the rituals that come with working at a radio station after a successful show.
We're all very attentive. The reel-to-reels are running.
Say, who here can sit Indian style?
I can.
I can. Okay, now here's... I've got a radio riddle for you.
Okay.
Can you sit Indian style while your trousers are off?
Yes, I can.
All right, let's see Mike O'Mara do that.
I want to be a good broadcaster.
That's excellent.
There we go. How's that?
And of course...
the floor is so cold.
At the end of every class, don't forget, you got to kiss the instructor. Now, not a peck on the cheek.
Kiss the captain.
Make it spit for the captain. That's the motto here at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. And don't forget, I want to make sure all of you boys are in the best of health, so before every one of my classes, I'm going to have to take your temperature.
Oh, gosh. 98.7 again.
Mike?
Yes.
It's perfect.
I didn't
they take the thermometer and goes,
God.
That was great. Who's next? Where's little Mike Elston?
You gross.
Little Mike, it's time to take your temperature.
I'm here. I'm ready.
Lil. Okay. And...
Oh!
Look at that. 98 points.
Ouch. Gross.
Sir. That's beautiful. Very good. Okay, forming a single line. We're all going to work on saying the letter W now.
Dubba. W.
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 Dubba.
Dubba.
W.
W.
W. W.
W.
W.
W.
W.
W.
No. Double.
Double.
U.
Double.
U. You know what? We'll make this easier.
Okay.
How about you try this with those trousers on?
Okay.
Now, double U.
Double U.
That's closer, Mike.
U.
That's closer. How about we try it? I'll take your temperature while you're saying double U.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go, Mike. And
double U.
That's excellent, Mike.
Oh. Hey, Mr. Pinto?
Yes, Mike.
Do we get cranberry juice after the class is over?
Only if your butt's bleeding.
Yeah, broadcasting school, please. Yeah. I had a good time doing it.
Well, I know you did.
I did. I had a great time. I had a gay old time.
I know you did.
I did indeed.
I know you did.
Big fun.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling you from New York City.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, is it true you guys are going to be back on in New York?
Yes, it's true. Starting tonight.
That is wonderful.
Well, it's good. It's going to be back on in New York.
It's great to have you guys back on.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're excited about it.
Yeah. I missed you guys.
Yeah, but just for the record, let me say this, okay?
Welcome back.
Jeremy's still a dickweed.
Absolutely. King of the dickweeds.
Right.
Except he's, you know, he's really being close to knocked off off his throne by Jim McClure.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Thank you for the call. Great to be back on NEW.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We're happy. We're glad everything got worked out.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We're as excited as two guys can be, Don.
We sure are, Mike. We sure are. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, you bunghole burping, broadcasting bimbos.
Come on, you call all the time with the same.
I hate that because you know you labor at it. You don't just let it roll off the tongue. You kind
of
like
just came right off the top of my head.
No, it didn't.
No, you always call with some greeting like that.
Your call is completely premeditated. I would go one step further. I would say odds are you have it written down.
Oh, yeah. Hey, buds, what's the problem?
Hey, I don't know. It's something about your manner.
Be happy, boys.
Pardon me?
Be happy.
We are happy.
We're happy until we get a call like this.
God bless you.
Okay. Listen, next time, just try calling without, you know, the pre-written,
right.
Hey, you know, you dwarf effing, you know, CGRWs.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Try right hello. Now.
Okay?
Goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Dick!
Very good, Rob.
You call him a dick?
I don't like it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, Tuesday you couldn't say enough bad things about the New York station. What happened?
Isn't that funny how that works?
They come down and blow you guys or something?
Hey, no, you identified it.
Listen, here's what's very important to note. It wasn't the New York station that we were upset at. I think if you remember our conversations, it's the people who run the New York station.
Okay.
That we were upset with.
Okay. You guys still have to talk JFK into getting some better towers.
Better towers. You got it. Okay, I'm going to put that on my list. Better towers.
Better towers.
Turn it up.
You know, because right now he has to strain so hard to listen that he has to take his goodies headache powder.
First item, kill Jim McClure. Second item, tell G. Gordon Liddy to kill Jim McClure. Third item, get better towers.
Fourth item, buy goodies headache powders.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
And that number 24 Jeff Gordon flag.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, I hate to do this a week late, but I got to call a follow-up of the drinking contest from last week. I was trying to call you guys when I got home.
Yeah?
So I was cleaning up the car because I had my daughter driving her back from school.
Yeah?
She puked after she listened to that guy drinking the bacon grease. So you got to do that again. She really enjoyed it.
She really vomited?
Oh, man. She puked all over the car.
Oh, well,
she heard the guy drinking the bacon grease. As soon as he started glugging, she's like, Daddy!
If you think our drinking contest was gross, just wait until some of the contestants come in today for the contest.
I'm not going to listen to that, though.
The genitals for Jamaica.
Yes, that'll be starting momentarily.
As a matter of fact...
All right, guys, thanks. Go Ravens.
How old is your daughter? Well, I was going to sign her up for the contest.
Yeah, she's over... is it 20? It's got to be 21.
No, for this contest, it's 9.
Oh, stop it! Now stop it! Stop it!
Hello.
It's my line in the sand there,
Hello.
Pal.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi. Don and Mike were just commenting about something or other about...
It's us. Hello, it's us.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, Don and Mike were just commenting
No.
Hey, moron.
It's us.
Oh, hey, Don, I'm sorry. Hey,
I've got a question for you now before you prattle on again.
No.
Why? Listen. What you have to stop doing is stop talking and start listening.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What didn't you understand when Don told you the first time it's us? And then once again, you said, I want to tell them. Why didn't you? You just weren't listening, were you?
No, my cell phone must have broke. I did not hear.
Lie.
I don't buy that. I'm on my cell phone all the time, and that never happens.
Okay.
You just weren't listening. No, hold it. You just weren't listening. What can we do for you?
I was just going to mention I used to have an intermediate school teacher that used to hold jock inspections like what they were commenting about.
Okay, hold on. What they were commenting about. You're talking to us.
It's Don and Mike on the phone. Why are you having such a hard time understanding that?
I don't believe so.
You don't believe so what?
Okay.
No, what? No. What don't you believe? God, what's wrong with people? What is it you don't believe?
It just doesn't sound like you on this phone that I got.
Jesus. All right, do you have a radio there?
Yeah.
Okay. You are...
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
Friggin'
sorry, sir.
Moron.
I am sorry, sir.
Okay, shut up now. You are a moron. Turn the radio up and let me hear you hear the message.
Do you have a radio there?
Yeah.
Okay. You are...
Yeah, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
No. You turned it down before my message was aired without you speaking. So now, you are a double moron.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
No. You turned it down before my message was aired without your thinking. So now, you are a double moron.
There you go.
There.
Okay.
Finally, he followed instructions.
I don't believe this guy anyway. I don't think he made it through intermediate school.
Message delivered.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Well, thank you anyway, and I'll never call again.
Excellent.
Thank you.
That's great news.
Bravo. That's
okay.
A wonderful way to end this call.
That's great
All
news.
Right. Bye, sir.
Thank you for listening.
Bye. Bye.
Don't feel bad. You know, I'm not. Some people
just feel really dumb.
Some people are listeners, and some people are callers. You're a listener.
I'm a listener, a faithful one.
Thank you. We do appreciate that.
God bless you.
All right, bye.
Never call again, though.
That's great. When they say that at the end, I'll never call again, that's when they get a God bless you. That's
Hello, Don and Mike. What?
This is Thomas Aloysius?
I believe Tom is singing Cool in the Gang.
Get down on it. Come on, man. Get down on it. If you really want it.
Is that Tom?
Yeah.
Hey, Tom? Hey, Tommy?
Hey, Mike?
Hey, Don.
Tom, are you singing to Kool and the Gang?
I am.
Yeah, that sounds great, Tom. Go for it.
Jesus. So what do you think, N.E.W.? You glad you re-signed us, huh?
Well, how you gonna do it?
Aren't you glad you got this show back? This is quality.
Well, how you gonna do it if you really want to?
You know, that's... That's not cool in the gang. That's a drool in the gang. Enough. Enough of that.
Oh, wow.
Enough. Listen, the contestants are here.
Very good.
So we're going to start the contest in just a second.
Excellent.
Genitals for Jamaica. Also, I want your thoughts, and I want to tell you what I thought about Temptation Island last night. Because I logged some time with you. I got some thoughts.
Yeah, I hope they're like my thoughts.
Not as good.
Yeah, really. What a yawn.
Not as good, but that's why we have 4 hours a day, Mike. 877-365-3636.
Good. I'm glad you're coming around.
Don't
this,
shoot so. The whole wad right now.
Hey, sorry about that.
Time for a call 100 and a secret sound worth $500. Good luck. Be the 100th caller right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think socks had something to do with that decision.
It's not funny.
I beg your pardon?
What word do you have trouble with? You understand not? That's comfortable for you?
Yeah.
And it's funny you heard of that?
Yeah.
This doesn't work. You see, I think socks had something to do with that decision. See, now I'm laughing.
Well, laugh loud so you can cover for the rest of us.
Hey, you like your job?
No.
Well, watch it. Let me go.
Oh, may I? Thank you. Come on.
Watch it, asshole.
Staunchly opposed to tan cake pity, the Don and Mike Show.
We are. Time for call 100. Trying to give away this dough right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, how you doing? I'm caller 100.
Buddy, yes, you are. Hi, and what's your name?
Steve Zubel from Leesburg, Don.
Steve, you have won the tickets to WWF.
The break
of Raw is War.
Oh, incredible. Great. Listen to you guys every day.
Thank you. Who doesn't like wrestling? Over 40 of your favorite WWF superstars live at the MCI Center March 5.
Oh, wait.
Tickets go on sale Saturday at noon, but you've won them before you can buy them. So enjoy. Now, the secret song number 3. This was a hit record within the last 15 years. Yeah, within the last 15 years. Most definitely within the last 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's old school, as by a brother. Those are your hints. We'll play you the clip of the song now. You identify it. You win the money. Please don't answer until Mike sings like.
Dean Martin.
And we wish you
Godspeed. Caller, name this secret song.
And Mike, how about some love? Because I'm not tied into the Goulet thing anymore.
I was just going to say that.
Absolutely. About some love.
Sure.
Give me your range.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Is that a gigi bear?
I got to go to the couch.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, now, yes. Now, thank you. Now, see, now it's...
Pandora's box is open.
I'm very excited.
For five bills, what is that song we just played?
I don't have a clue, but I'll have to take a guess and say Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Thank you. A good guess it was.
Very good guess.
Thanks, thank you. Guys.
You're very welcome, and don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
For you. Okay, now, before we bring the contestants in...
Yes.
And they're already here. There's at least 7 girls here ready to show us their genitals. Genitals for Jamaica.
Very good.
We're giving away a free vacation. I'm amazed at this. Last week, I've had this on my notes to talk about it. I've never talked about it. That I was amazed that some douchebag spent $18,000 to buy the volleyball that Tom Hanks screams at in the movie Castaway.
I think I may have discussed it with you off the air. Do you think it was the volleyball? You know, obviously they use several different volleyballs. I wonder which stage now, the volleyball was in.
In the notes that I have for the show every day, when I write down what I want to talk about, one thing I've written down every day by this, and we never get to it, is eBay, $18,000 bid on the Wilson ball.
Right.
Was it the real ball used? I don't think so. Well, I open the newspaper today, and I read that a second Wilson volleyball,
Wilson!
Featured in the movie Castaway, sold for $21,000.
Oh, my God.
$3,000 more than the last douchebag paid.
It's amazing.
Wilson, it says, is a co-star in the hit film. Fox plans to auction off at least one more Wilson. And I say, how many dumbasses are there out there?
You could make your own Wilson.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You're reading my mind.
I mean, easily make your own Wilson.
You could. You could make one, and you could say to someone, you could go to a goddamn Star Trek convention.
Right.
You could say to someone, this is Wilson from Castaway.
Sure.
And I'm sure somebody would pay you a lot of money for
you
it.
You could go so far, I would say, I think in the movie, the ball is all white. You could even get a multicolored ball and still say it was Wilson, and people would probably bid on it.
Probably.
How dumb, because you know when they made the movie,
mm-hmm.
that it wasn't one volleyball
no.
that they used all the time, and I know that they're saying that it was three volleyballs,
right.
but I don't doubt that the Wilson Sporting Goods Company gave them like 100 of them, and what they're doing now is, you know, they're laughing, they're putting their hands in red paint,
mm-hmm. right,
and they're mass manufacturing them. So somewhere,
right.
Kathy Lee Gifford has a bunch of Taiwanese children,
yes.
and each of them is standing with a volleyball in front of them, putting their hands against it
sure.
to make the face, and then they're putting the hair in, and they're saying each one of these, some schmuck is going to shell out big bucks for.
Now, I would love to get a quote from the people that bid on this, because I would like to know whether they seriously are doing this to think that somewhere down the road it's going to be more valuable. Because I would think that unless a movie becomes a true part of American culture,
right. Castaway
permanently. Now, there are not many movies that get that. You get
right.
the movies like The Wizard of Oz, It's a Wonderful Life.
And Castaway ain't going to be a part of anybody.
I don't think so. I mean, it's going to be forgotten.
I mean,
and therefore, it's probably not. It's not going to be that valuable.
It's not even going to be a part of my DVD collection.
You know, you'll be able to find it in one of those old Hollywood stores. You know, have you ever gone into those stores where
sure.
they sell the Hollywood memorabilia?
Sure.
They had one down at Pleasure Island, Don. And you get this obscure crap, like worn in the 1958 movie, you know, Lorna whatever wore this. And it's just garbage, and they sell it for like $30.
Right. I'm amazed. I've been amazed for the last week that some idiot spent $18,000.
I did almost buy Cher's shoes, though.
I'm more amazed. Well, see, there you'd be able to verify
right.
by the smell.
Yes.
You know, you
they were
be
behind
able...
a glass case, though, but I could still smell them.
Yeah, see, that's something you can tell. Now, with these volleyballs, what are they going to do? Give you a certificate of authenticity? It's a piece of paper that some
right.
guy signs that says, this is really the volleyball that was used in the movie.
And hasn't there been, haven't there been many stories recently where memorabilia, especially sports memorabilia,
yes.
somewhere in the neighborhood of 90% of it is BS?
Right.
Sure, of course it is.
I mean, don't collect it. They're saying basically don't collect anything
sure
that's signed unless you see the guy signing it.
95%, they say. As a matter of fact, the movie company says they did have three balls for the movie, but now, you're right, the Wilson Company, the sporting goods company, says they're going to start making and selling, mass selling Wilson ball characters.
Which will enhance that value all the more.
Absolutely.
Of course. You know, if you want to see a fantastic movie about, I know it's off topic, but it's kind of about collecting. If you want to see a great movie about people who are really sick in the head, watch the movie Trekkies.
Yep.
Have you ever seen this movie?
No, I've never seen it.
Now, let me tell you the premise of this movie, and I will tell you right up front that when Star Trek The Next Generation was on, I was sucked in.
Mm-hmm.
I got the uniforms, and I mean, I went beyond ordering the uniforms out of the magazine.
It was one of the seasons of your life, Don, and we understood. We really understood.
I got a real uniform
mm-hmm.
that was really worn by a cast member on the show, and I would wear the uniform.
I was a big fan of your uniform days
yes.
for one reason. The look you would always get, whether it was Batman, Star Trek, or whatever, you would always get the same look on your face when you would put the uniform on.
Yeah.
It was a look of, there was a little bit of unsureness as to whether we would like it, but mixed with you really thought you were the superhero.
Yeah. It was a bad,
a wonderful look on your face.
A bad phase of my life, and I'm past it now. And it just gets reinforced. I watched this movie over the weekend. Now, what it is it's a goof on Star Trek fans, but the Star Trek fans don't know they're being goofed on.
So it's kind of a documentary.
Yes, the movie's called Trekkies, and it is, the star of the movie is Denise Crosby, who played Lieutenant Yar.
Kind of hot.
Yeah, on Star Trek TNG.
Right.
Okay? And what she does is, she goes to conventions, and she, like, finds fat people who are dressed as Klingons, and people who speak Klingons, and she goes to, like, this guy's house, where this guy has got
on the wall, I guess you not, 500 Star Trek dolls. And he's got them all in exactly the right position. Where he'll say, now this one is valuable because this one, as you can see on the bottom, the number is 0123, which means it was one of the first ones produced.
Sure.
And I mean, I can't tell you, I can't explain how funny it is to watch the people at the conventions, but the scariest moment is when she finds this girl who's in love with Data. You know the guy who was Data on Star
Trek? Yeah, right, I remember. Didn't we interview Data?
Yeah, well, I mean, when I went through the phase, trust me, and thank you for living through that with me, we had them all on the show.
Hey, it was nothing compared to your Tony Robbins phase. Believe me, the Star Trek phase was a walk in the park compared to the Tony Robbins phase.
The Star Trek phase, we had them all on, and I talked about it incessantly. Well,
Tony Robbins phase, we were about to take you out to a barn out in the middle of the country.
Denise Roberts, is that her name? Crosby. Denise Crosby. I'm thinking, of course, of Doris Roberts. I'm always thinking of Doris Roberts.
Who isn't?
Baby, especially with the genital contest today.
Right.
Because I've got to think that Doris Roberts got a fantastic vagina.
Yes, yes. She would win hands down.
Really beautiful. Really nice. Really pretty vagina. So Denise Crosby goes to this lady's house, and this lady, who at first when she opens the door appears normal. Immediately when she speaks, though, you know something's wrong because she's got this. She goes, I'm in love with Brent Spiner, Lieutenant Commander Data on Star Trek The Next Generation.
So what she's saying is she likes the robot.
Yes.
Which is kind of weird right there.
They go into her house, and she has, of course, all the dolls everywhere, and she says, come into my closet. And they go in the closet, and she opens the closet. She's got all of her Star Trek uniforms, and then on the bottom of the closet, there's a safe. And she opens the safe. Inside the safe, she has scrapbooks with pictures she's taken of Data at convention.
Kind of like a shrine.
Yes, and she has, like, maybe 60, 70 pictures. Each of them in order.
Chronological order?
Yes, like where if she took five pictures of him at a convention, she has him moving from left to right.
That's scary.
Then she shows this Star Trek lady, she shows how she took all the pictures and had them made into a giant calendar. Then she shows her website, her Brent Spiner, I think that's the guy's name, website.
That's right.
And then this is the one, if I'm Data, I get a restraining order right now. Because she goes out on her porch and she's holding her kid out there, her kid's about three. She goes, I recently found out that Brent lives that way. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I can't see his house from here, but it's over the hill. So on the days that I'm feeling very stressed out, my friends know this, I have to take a Brent minute. And what I do is I come out on my deck, and I look towards his house, and I think, what is he doing right now?
Oh, wow.
And it just calms me down.
Works.
You know, and then they cut to a shot of Data,
yeah.
The actor who plays Data, and you know, his reaction is, well, that's very nice.
Yeah, went inside, it's like, get her away.
Then they also had a guy who's turned his dentist's office into a Star Trek, into the actual ship.
The Enterprise.
Yeah.
Hey, those are fingers you want in your mouth.
Now, he wears the uniform.
Right.
His wife, who's like his dental hygienist, she wears the uniform.
Like all day when they're at the dentist's office?
Yes, and the kid wears the uniform.
Really?
Then they go to another guy.
I understand he doesn't use drills, right? He just takes one of those little shiny lights and waves it over the mouth.
Wait a minute. The funniest part is this guy. You know the Star Trek uniform like that Kirk wore? The one that has like the turtleneck collar?
In the movies.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Like the Star Trek uniform from 15 years ago.
Wow.
Has bell bottoms.
Right.
They follow this dude around all day who wears it all day.
Oh. Is it kind of like the jacket with the white turtleneck?
Yes.
It's the officer's jacket?
Yes, and he's got like a belt that goes over over his shoulder.
Right. Like they wore it in the original Star Trek movie.
Yes, like his dress uniform.
How the hell did I know that?
And they show this, because everybody knows Star Trek.
Sure, of course.
They show this dude driving down the road in his car, going to the Ralph's, whatever the supermarket is.
No pants on.
Show him getting out of the car. And they show him going up and down the aisles in a Star Trek uniform.
Just perfectly normal expression on his face.
Yeah.
La-di-da, there's the kook.
They show him checking out and getting his food and talking to the guy going, hey, well, I see that's 3-for-1 this week. Thank you. But the pièce de résistance is a woman, and she's a woman who looks like Pat. You know, it's Pat.
Oh, I love Star Trek.
There's this woman. She works like in a Kinko's copy center.
I bet she does.
And she wears... No, she doesn't wear the uniform to work.
Right.
Although she went to court because she wanted to be able to wear her uniform to work.
I remember
that.
Court.
Every day.
Hey, great.
What she does is she wears the 3 pins on her collar, and she wears her Star Trek communicator, and she has her that... I don't even know what the... What's the thing?
Phaser?
No.
Tricorder.
The tricorder, yes. Mm-hmm. The thing on the belt that they open up, it goes...
Well, that's how they... And they also tell, you know, what kind of life is on the planet.
Right. Well, she wears this strap to her belt, and she insists that the people at work call her commander.
God.
Because she's the commander of her own starship.
Yeah, I bet she is. It's in her own mind.
And what's so great about this movie, Trekkies, is that they spend the whole movie busting balls.
Right.
But the people who are having the balls busted, they don't know it.
They love it.
They're happy because, you know...
Are you saying they're out of touch?
Yeah, because a girl who was on Star Trek is busting their balls.
Right.
Like, they're interviewing the people that the woman at the copy place works at.
Right.
And they're laughing at her. They're going, well, we didn't know much to make of it when she come in wearing her Star Trek uniform. One day I said to her, girlfriend, you need to move those boxes. And she said, you will refer to me as the commander. And I said, well, the commander? And she said, yeah, but she's the commander of... A spaceship. and the spaceship's supposed to be right outside.
Yeah, I bet it's outside.
I mean, it is friggin' hilarious.
That's great. I've never seen that. I'd like to see
it. I think
that.
It was really an independent film.
Right.
And I say this to you, you know, also saying that I went through the phase.
You were always aware of Trekkiedom, though. You always separated yourself from the old Star Trek, because the real Trekkies for a long, long time were the original television show Trekkies.
Right.
A lot of ears, a lot of Vulcan ears, and now it's nice to know, though, that the Trekkies go through all the different phases of Star Trek.
And then they were talking to some guy, his son. God, this kid's never going to get laid. The kid's about 16, and he's wearing a Star Trek uniform all the time. And he's got a retainer in, he's got a big pimply face, he's got a mullet haircut. And the dad comes in, and the dad says, well, he's loved Star Trek since he was a boy. When he was in grammar school, they called me one day, and they said, they're going to have to send him home because he wouldn't take off his Vulcan ears. And he insisted on wearing his Star Trek uniform to school every day.
You know, I can understand people getting passionate, but why that show more than any other show? No show has ever had fan base like that.
I got into it. I liked Star Trek.
You did. You went nuts for this show where you had... Every episode, you collected things. You wanted masks and things they wore on the show. It's just people that get into that show. And I think it's a fine television program. Don't get me wrong.
But I'll just say to my credit that the only stuff I wanted was the authentic stuff.
Right.
You wanted... Yeah.
Right. You know, for what it's worth...
Yeah, points for that.
The stuff that I got was all real stuff. Like... Don't give me the okay sign.
You wanted the real stuff, but you were always aware of... You know, you would never go out to a convention.
No.
But you treasured... ever since we were on the set, stole a phaser.
No, I didn't steal the phaser. This is the greatest thing. We went out to be on the Arsenio Hall show, and they were giving us the tour of the lot, and we were on these little go-karts, these little, golf carts.
Right.
And they said, that's where they tape Star Trek, The Next Generation. It's a closed set.
I don't think they got that out of their mouth, where Don had vanished and jumped off the little tram that we were going on, and you had vanished, and you came back with, the cat who ate the canary grin on your face, and you had something in your hand.
What I got was, I snuck off this little tram, and I walked onto the set. And like just about anywhere, if you walk in somewhere like you know what you're doing, no one questions you.
Exactly.
I walked in. They were not filming. I went right to the bridge of the Enterprise. I took the drop cloth off Picard's chair.
Right.
I sat in Captain Picard's chair, and they had a panel on the side, one of those things that they press the buttons and it has the logo. I took out my little Swiss Army knife, and I jimmied this panel off of Captain Picard's chair. It's about 4 inches tall.
Right. Tiny little thing.
Yeah.
This day.
It's very small.
A little piece of painted plastic is
and,
what it was.
And to this, and I brought it home, and I affixed it to my television.
Still there.
And you're right, Buzz. It is on the front of my television.
It's very
absolutely.
Cool. It is. That cool. was, you were at the peak
yes.
of your Star Trek fandom at that moment.
And
I remember how crestfallen you were when we walked in, we found out those little doors were on wooden pulleys.
Oh, yeah, I was. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And it was just like plywood. It was tiny little plywood doors.
It was
amazing what they. Let me just tell you, when you're on a set like that, you realize the things they do with sound effects in film. Yeah, you thought you hear all these guys like Industrial Light and Magic with all the special computer effects, but the guys with the sound. I mean, sound's the whole deal.
The Foley artists.
I mean, having the Foley artists.
That's what they're called.
Well, yeah. I mean, from right. yeah, the Charlie Chaplin era.
Well, they still call them that.
The guys that actually, when I hear that, it's
right.
like the guys that make those little coconut galloping sounds.
Yeah, to this day, they still have it on the credits of
right.
new movies.
Well, they walk up to a door on Star Trek, and he goes, and the door's open.
Right.
And Mike loved the fact that he said, hey, come here, look at your doors. And Mike stood there and actually pulled on the strings.
Mm-hmm. This rope. It was rope on a little cheesy pulley
right.
made of plywood, and then you space age.
Scary. It was cool.
So much wood. So much plywood. I've never seen more plywood.
But I'm past it now. I'm here to tell you that I'm past it now.
I'm waiting for the next great obsession.
There hasn't been a great obsession for a long time.
There hasn't at all.
I may be getting past it. Hello, hold on. We got a girl who went to that Star Trek dentist office.
Very good.
Hello, D?
Yeah.
D, or a guy, I'm sorry. D?
Yeah. I'm a guy. Yeah, it's just a letter.
D, you went to that very Star Trek office, the one where the guy was in the movie Trekkies?
Yeah, sometime before the movie came out, I was in Florida, and I had to go, and I lucked into this place somehow.
Was he a good dentist?
You know, I didn't find out. I went in for an estimate, and I got the hell out of there.
Oh.
I never went back.
Because you go in, and he's got, like, they showed it on TV. He's got his entire waiting room looks like the Starship Enterprise.
I would say,
right.
Well, yeah, I would say it'd be good for little kids, but little kids are frightened of that.
It's an adult practice.
It's an adult practice.
And he wears the outfit, and right. his wife
when the camera's around, he wears the outfit.
And what?
When the camera's around, he wears the outfit.
Oh, so you mean you saw him without the outfit?
Oh, yeah. The shuttle from Rigel 7 was probably running late that day, and he couldn't get dressed or something. He was dressed in, like, T-shirt and slacks, you know, just wandered in.
Was that Rigel 7? Is that some sort of Trekkie thing? That you...
I have no idea. I just made that up.
Oh, all right. Good. See you later.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy!
Hey, buddy.
Hey, dude, how about that that woman, the Spiner film, her little booklet of pictures? It was like every one of them was a headshot.
Yeah, you got to watch the movie.
Wow.
If I'm Brent Spiner, you know, I put an immediate 24-hour guard on my house and make sure this woman never approaches me.
And if you're looking in the annals of actors, most likely not to be stalked.
Yeah.
Wouldn't Brent Spiner be wouldn't he be like top of the list?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a turbo nerd.
I'm telling you, this bitch. Well, you saw it, that bitch was in love with him, isn't she?
Oh yeah. And what about that guy who bought the Klingon head thing for like $4,000?
You gotta watch this movie.
I have always enjoyed of all the Trekkie things. It's not the ears. I like the people that speak Klingon.
Oh, and,
because
okay,
they have a book of Klingon.
No, no, no.
It's a real language.
Okay.
Right.
In this movie, they had film of a class where people spend their summer
right.
going to some community college, and a guy teaches them how to speak Klingon.
Fantastic.
And they
so
have
sad.
Footage of these absolute dorks
right.
sitting around singing Klingon songs.
Oh, God. This is in the movie?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They're saying, the guy, and he's speaking about this like he's some real friggin' professor. He goes, here was an interesting dilemma. I was asked by a student, if Klingons were playing baseball, would they say, you're safe or you're out? And we decided that a Klingon would simply say, you're dead or you're alive, because the Klingons are so violent.
Uh-huh.
And so the Denise Crosby says to the guy, so if an umpire at a Klingon baseball game sees a Klingon and he's out, what would he say?
Grosh Blongal.
Yeah,
and she's doing it with a straight face.
Oh, that is great. I'd love to see this.
You should check it out.
I will.
It's on cable sometimes.
Good. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, that's the greatest movie ever made. I like the clubs that the people join where they're like, I'm the man of war, man of arms. And that was just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so they have clubs. I mean, I could go the whole show about this. They have clubs where they sit around and they make up spaceships.
Right.
I mean, there are people dressed like you and me wearing regular clothes, and they bring the camera and they go around the room and they go, hi, who are you? And they all have made up names. Like they go, hi, my name is Yi Shang Gang, and I am the ship's medical officer. And I mean, I'm talking about youngsters.
So the clubs that they form are actually a ship?
Yes, they pretend
that they're on a starship.
They pretend that they're on a starship, each of them has a rank, and each of them has a job, and each of them has a name.
Well, I know what you would have done if you joined one of those clubs. You would have insisted on being the first officer.
No, not the first captain. Officer, being the captain.
Captain, yes. I don't want to be someone's number one.
I'd be the medical officer.
I'd want to be the captain.
I'd be Bones.
Jim. Make it spit for the captain.
1-300-AM.
Oh, okay, so they got something funny with him.
Really, with Bones?
Yeah, where they're interviewing him, and he goes...
DeForest Kelly, who's no longer with us.
He says, one of the greatest fan letters I ever got was a woman sent me a naked photo of herself along with a marijuana cigarette. And the letter said, you've turned me on for so many years. Let me return the favor.
That's nice. Yeah. And incidentally, if you want to know what turns Buzz on, send him that kind of fan letter.
Hello. Not a mic job.
I'm sure she meant well.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, did you catch the guy towards the very end of the movie who built the this giant black box on wheels? It was supposedly some kind of wheelchair.
Oh.
It was like wheeling down to Radio Shack in it, and it was just his head sticking out of the top of this big box.
I got to see this movie, guys. You are selling it big time,
it's
really.
The funniest thing. Hold on. Here is the hotline. Hello?
Hey, Sugar Bear.
Hi, honey.
I spent a lot of our early marriage making fun of you for your Star Trek, and I'm glad that you, finally grew out of that stage.
I think I've grown out of that stage.
I know, but I just have one more thing to throw at you while you're on that subject.
Yes.
Is that it's pretty silly to dress up something you watch for entertainment, to dress up like those people, and you realize
Hold on, honey. Okay, all right, what?
It's pretty silly to dress up something you watch for entertainment, and you realize that now. And I just have another thing that I'm hoping you grow out of one day, and that's football jerseys.
I think I've gotten to the end of the road with the football jerseys.
Oh, good. So we can start cleaning up that closet full of football jerseys?
No. I like having them.
Can we put them with the Star Trek uniform in the closet we don't use?
Very good value potential on those, though, because when teams change their uniforms, that's when those go up.
Honey, I like my football jerseys. Come on.
Well, the Star Trek uniforms are valuable, too. I mean, but it's silly dressing up like something that you watch for entertainment, right?
How often do I even wear those jerseys anymore? Never.
All right. Well, then good.
Honey,
you have grown up.
Honey, it's my closet. Don't you have your own closet now?
Yeah, but I don't have cheerleader uniforms in it, I did have that one Star Trek that you got for me.
Now that she's... Oh, yeah, I got my wife a Star Trek uniform.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember you had a...
I had a party one time.
A Star Trek party where dressed up.
Everybody had to dress up like Star Trek.
We that was not like the Tony Robbins phase where nobody went along with you. I mean, we all were glad to participate because it was kind of fun.
Right.
You know, the difference between Tony Robbins and Star Trek, Tony Robbins, scary... Star Trek fun. That's the difference.
Star Trek's scary when you live with it.
I said, Frida, you're right at the source there. I can imagine that might be a little scary.
And every month when we were on the Columbia Star Trek Program of the Month Club.
Oh, that's why I ordered all the videotapes.
Yeah, right. Every month it was like finally we were at the end. And then they started us over at the beginning and started sending us episode one again. It was a very hard cult to get out of.
I have every episode of Star Trek The Next Generation. On video. I never watch them, but I have them.
They're all in the boxes still.
They're all in the special collector's boxes. Most of the boxes have never even had the wrapping taken off.
Shrink wrap has been unblemished.
Yeah, I don't even watch them.
It's great.
But I wanted to get all the episodes. All right, love you.
All right, I love you, boo.
I know you love piling on. Thank you.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Always there to help me, she is. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Yeah.
What about the part where the lady is describing the Klingon mating ritual?
Remember that? Okay, all right, okay, hold on. And really, this is the last thing I'll tell you. That there's this big, fat black lady and a big, fat black guy.
Right.
And they're wearing Klingon makeup because, you know, most Klingons are black. And she says, my husband and I, because she's talking like Klingon, she goes, when we make love, we even make love with Klingon mating rituals, which involves hair pulling, pushing, biting, eye gouging. And then Denise Crosby says, why don't you show me? And
oh, great.
She turns around and she smacks this guy. And this guy pushes her down.
Oh, I got to see
and,
that.
And I mean, it's the movie's
this movie. It truly sounds fantastically and hysterical.
And it's so jam-packed, it's only like an hour long.
Oh, fantastic.
It's really great. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Thank you. We got to go. Oh, I could go for an hour on
it's
that.
Called Trekkies?
Trekkies.
You know, it's great. I love that little machine. You don't use yours, do you? That one that we got, are they still in business, that replay TV?
No.
You know, because, I mean, I can go home tonight and I can put in the little thing, right. Trekkies, and right. It'll show me when it's going to play.
It's on all the time. We got to do a break now, and when we come back, hey, Robbie, why don't you see if the contestants are ready?
All right.
Enough with the Trekkies, but watch the movie because you'll laugh your ass off.
Absolutely.
And when we come back, we're going to start Genitals for Jamaica right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So toast them in a 350-degree oven until you can just sort of smell the nuts. And then remove them from the oven and place them on a clean cloth. And notice when I rub the nuts with the cloth, the skins kind of just fall off. You want to get the nuts as clean as possible. Every speck doesn't have to come off. But if you rub hard enough, most of the skin will pop right off the nut. This is a simple way to do a lot of nuts in a short period of time.
Two DJs who love BJs.
Oh, we do.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, listen, enough with all this foolishness. Let's get to the contestants who are here for Genitals for Jamaica.
Very good. The prettiest genitals win a trip. An all-expense-paid trip.
That's right.
The critics love Snatch.
Yeah, man.
Now, here's the deal. The trip we're giving away, and we have a special celebrity judge with us also.
Ah, very good.
The lovely Shiloh from TooExposed.com is here.
Wonderful. And here she is. Hi, Shiloh.
She's a poontang expert.
How are you?
Now, let's
boy,
get
boy, look at you in your street clothes.
Well, actually, Shiloh's in the examining chair, Charlie. That's where we were going to put the girls, right?
Need another chair.
Eventually, but while she's here.
That's right. Okay gotcha. With me.
Can I say something real quick?
What, Shiloh?
I just want to thank you guys so much and all the voters. I won the Hawaiian Tropic.
Yay! Fantastic!
You guys have made my whole year. I owe it all to you.
Now, what did you get for winning the Hawaiian Tropic contest? What did you get for that?
Well, I get my own segment on the Hawaiian Tropic video. I'm on the Hawaiian Tropic Girls website. It says, me, first page, winner.
Great.
They're going to take all these pictures of me. I'm like the star of the Hawaiian Tropic right now on the website.
That's fantastic.
I go to St. Croix and I compete for $25,000. And if I come, if I win, I'll split it with you guys, I promise.
Would you?
I'll take you guys on a shopping spree.
It's so funny how you think and how I think. Like, she says, I'm like, okay.
No, you keep the money. We're just happy for you.
You guys make more than I did, for sure.
We're just happy for you.
Congratulations. That's good, Shiloh.
I really want to thank everybody that took 5 minutes, 10 minutes of their day to even vote for me. I mean, it really means a lot to me.
Now, are you going to pose nude?
No.
Or is this a bikini thing?
It's a bikini thing.
A bikini thing,
it's very conservative compared to what I do here. So.
Ah, very good. Now, Shiloh, we've asked you to be a guest judge because we figure that you've seen an awful lot of vaginas.
That's for sure.
And you probably know a pretty one.
Or a bad one.
Or a not so pretty one.
I know. I was like, why can't I be in this contest?
Now, what we're going to do is we're all going to observe the genitals as they come in here. And then afterwards, at the end of all, we're going to kind of keep notes or we're going to have...
We're going to vote.
We're going to vote.
vote after each.
When we, and we're going to have a scale of like 1 to 10?
Like we do everything.
10 being the best vagina?
Yes, and 1 being the worst vagina.
Very good.
The genitals for Jamaica, this contest is sponsored by, and I know they're thrilled with this promotion, the movie The Beach with Leonardo DiCaprio, now available to own on DVD, and the trip we're giving away is courtesy of Beaches Resorts, the newest wave and ultra all-inclusives for everyone, and the beach. Now, we have a lobby full of girls.
The critics love Snatch.
And we're going to check out the genitals right now.
We're very excited, and after each genital is shown, we vote.
And I believe we're going to have the girls get in a chair. And give us kind of an OBGYN look. Let's start with our first contestant. She is Tennille.
Tennille.
Let's welcome Tennille.
Oh, yeah, you need one. All right, you need a pen? All right, there you go, Shiloh.
Let's welcome Tennille to Genitals for Jamaica.
Jamaica, man.
Genitals for Jamaica.
We've never done this kind of a contest before. This is groundbreaking, absolutely.
It's a beauty contest for genitals.
Very exciting.
Find the prettiest poontang.
And Shiloh, this is nothing for you. You're unfazed by this.
I know, I'm like, right? This is my first time on the Donna Mike Show, actually, where I don't have to take my clothes off.
Congratulations. Hey, well, now with the, you know, the Hawaiian Tropic success and all that.
But you could take your clothes if you wanted, but, you know, under no obligation.
Very good.
Tennille would be the first contestant.
What's going on?
No, there was a contestant who needed to leave early, so Anastasia is going first.
Oh, Anastasia is going first. Okay.
Anastasia. Okay.
Hi, Anastasia.
Hi. Well, look at your hair.
Hi.
I mean, the hair on top of your head.
She has blue hair.
That's like all blue.
It was much bluer on Friday.
Really?
Yeah, it was like royal blue, and it's slowly fading out.
Anastasia, where are you from?
I'm from Georgia.
And what do you do?
I'm in telecommunications.
And the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I was called Helen Hunt like 3 years ago, but I've...
Helen Hunt with blue hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good.
Yeah. You're more full-figured than Helen Hunt.
Yes.
Yeah, bigger boobs than Helen Hunt does.
Thank you.
And you think you have... pretty genitals?
Yes, I've showed them off all the time.
And you think your genitals are going to win you a trip to Jamaica?
I hope they do, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, well, see, how do we do this? I guess what we'd like you to do is take off your bottoms.
Whatever way you feel comfortable.
And then what we're going to need to do is see your genitals.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
All right.
You can.
All right. All right.
And we're gonna need... That's, yeah, okay.
Well,
now.
I like it.
Oh, you're the one that has the tattoo.
Oh.
And a piercing.
Now, well, that's wonderful. Would you mind sitting in the chair?
Need like a little pap smear. Yeah. Oh, where's the clamps?
And now,
oh my God.
What we'd like is one leg up here.
Right.
Yeah, and the other leg there. And then, okay, now, just, oh, there you go.
Okay.
Mike, that's the official judging position.
That's the judging position right there.
For the prettiest vagina.
Shiloh's getting a close look.
One thing I definitely like is that she's got a good shave job going on. That's very important.
Yes.
She does look clean.
Very clean.
No razor bumps or anything.
Now, would you, without giving away anything, would you say that that's a pretty set of genitals?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty?
What is the tattoo? Let's see, what is the tattoo?
It's a piercing thing, but to each their own.
That's a face? Is that a face on that tattoo there? Is that the devil?
What it is, it's a flaming, thank you. It's the head of a devil, and it's got the flames shooting out.
The flames shooting out,
very colorful, yes.
Very, very
nice. So the flames are shooting out of your cooter.
Kind of.
Yeah. How long did that tattoo take to do?
2 hours of the worst pain I've ever been in.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Neck. Yeah. How much does that hurt? I think the next... worst pain would probably be childbirth.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you've had children? Oh, you haven't. Oh, because I was going to say, if you have, we should add that in to the equation of how beautiful the genitals are.
Well, a round of applause for Anastasia's genitals.
Anastasia has beautiful genitals.
Very nice.
You're right. They're very pretty.
Very nice tattoo. Very nice blue hair.
They're very pretty.
Very nice.
Very nice genitals. Well, you can put your underpants back on here.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we've seen everything already. Don't worry.
Thanks for the view.
You're among friends here.
Put it back on.
I'm going to give the UPS guy a show. He seemed pretty interested in it.
Oh, that UPS guy was just telling me how hot he is for you.
Really?
Do you know that?
Packages are going to be a little late today.
You know that nutty UPS guy?
Mm-hmm.
He just corralled me when I was coming around the corner saying, wait till you see the girl with the tattoos.
You saw the tattoo, huh?
Not me.
Hey, what?
That's not me. There's another one with tattoos.
There's another tattooed girl.
No, he was talking about the girl with the blue hair, though.
Oh.
But you were very comfortable with your nudity, and we give you a round of applause.
You're wonderful. And And your genitals are very pretty.
Thank you.
They're very pretty.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anastasia.
Now get
good
out.
Good luck.
Get out so we can vote.
We're going to do the voting right now.
Now, everybody, it's a 1 to 10 scale.
That's right.
Decisions.
And we can use a decimal system while we're voting.
Okay.
So please, everybody, very carefully vote for Anastasia's genitals. And let's bring our next contestant in. Now, are you Tennille?
Yeah.
Here she is.
Tennille. Okay.
Here is Tennille.
Right back up to the top of the list here.
Now, when we talked to you yesterday, were your mom and dad high listening to Love Will Keep Us Together when you were born or what?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Were they hippie types?
My mom really liked Captain and Tennille.
Yeah, right.
My dad, yeah.
So do you think you were named after Tennille?
Yeah, my mom did.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Tony Tennille?
Yes. On Solid Gold, I saw him.
She's a nice mullet haircut. She does. Do you know any Captain and Tennille songs?
Love Will Keep Us Together.
Yeah, who doesn't know that?
Down, 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 down,
down,
down. I think that kind of is getting him excited.
Oh, boy.
And who's the celebrity you think you most resemble, Tennille?
I don't really think I look like anybody.
I think you look a little Bridget Fonda, a little bit like Bridget Fonda.
Yeah.
Someone said that before.
And your genitals are pretty?
Pretty hot, yeah.
Why do you think your genitals are pretty?
Well, like I said yesterday, I have a talent.
Talent is our first talent.
We love a talent.
Fantastic.
All right, well, go ahead and take your blue jeans off.
I love how I have front row.
And take your shoes off, too, whatever makes you comfortable. And we're ready for our second contestant for Genitals for Jamaica.
All right, and this is someone who's bringing a talent to the table right now.
Well, yeah, right. Like in startups or what?
Okay, now.
I see there's a little, one of those tan things where you have a little rose there. I mean, a little heart, right?
She has a little racing stripe also.
Yes.
Look at that, her scooter.
Thin one.
That's very nice racing stripe.
That's pretty.
You're going to have to, hold on to your seats.
We're going to have to hold on to our seats?
Okay.
All
what
right.
you gonna do?
Oh my God!
Okay.
What's gonna happen here?
she's doing a little trick there.
Blow and kisses.
Oh,
yeah. Kisses.
Could you do that one more time? Because I don't think Buzz saw that.
Buzz likes to do things.
Yeah, Buzz, watch. Watch what she does with her genitals. Watch.
Eggs in the air.
Watch and.
She's pumping.
Oh, bravo.
Blowing your kisses.
Oh, very good.
You know, that reminds me, I am starved. Rob, would you give me a roast beef sandwich? did everybody get a good look at those genitals?
Absolutely, Don.
Very pretty they are.
Yes, absolutely.
They're very pretty. Thank you, Tennille.
Thank you very much, Tennille.
Beautiful genitals.
Nice butt,
good luck. That was contestant number two, Tennille.
Charlie, we got to take a break before our next contestant.
We need to get Don a little sweat rag.
Okay, you've noticed.
Kidding.
You're not kidding.
Oh, God.
All right, I am not kidding.
I mean, this is the first time the girls have ever just come in and gotten into the OBGYN pose for
us. Usually nudity on this show requires a bit of a game going on. This is just...
It's a contest, Mike.
It's a contest.
Very efficient.
It's a contest.
Fantastic.
Yes, yes, yes.
The critics love Snatch.
And all these girls want to go to Jamaica. It's Genitals for Jamaica.
So far, the contest is going great, Beav.
One of these girls will be judged to have the prettiest genitals.
Absolutely, and we are just in the get-go stages.
Now, keep in mind that Tennille actually did blow kisses with her genitals.
Yes, she did.
I mean, I don't think we did an adequate job of describing. She went down there with her hands, and she opened things up.
Spread that butter.
and then, the next thing it was,
hello, how you doing?
It was contracting almost.
Welcome.
Yes, contracting.
Welcome to the House of Wax.
It was talking to us. So when we come back, more contestants, as we do more genitals for Jamaica, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, can you hear me?
Dennis Murphy, you have shown me something. Dennis Murphy, it's 2001. You got to show me something more.
Hey, how you doing?
Don and Mike, live at the Super Bowl next Friday. They will show you something.
Yep.
Dogs love cheese. And people love the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, from tomorrow.
via Tampon Bay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hey,
buddy. Great show today.
Well, is it Lisa tells me lots of guys at the Beach Towel Club are calling because they're all...
Braves.
They're enjoying the Genitals for Jamaica show.
Of course they are.
Yes, you all need more than a couple rags.
We need more than a couple of what?
Rags. You said you need a couple of wipe towels. Wipe your forehead, Don.
Oh, right. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay, guys.
Thank you. I thought that was something about one of the girls being on the rag.
Okay.
Not sure exactly what that was. We're joined by our guest judge.
Our guest judge and winner of the Hawaiian Tropic Contest.
Shiloh from www.2expos.com, where you can see all kinds of pictures of nasty stuff that's happened on our show. What's the latest set of pictures you guys have up from our show?
Pictures is...
What's the newest set?
God, I cannot. I'm brain farting right now.
She's so busy, though.
What happened after your birthday?
Okay, so much
I can't remember, though.
Whatever happened after my birthday.
Well, now that we're back on in New York, maybe Pete Johnson's still on there.
Yeah, right.
Peter Johnson.
No, that was before your birthday.
I don't know. Tons of stuff. If you want to see lots of good dirty pictures about...
Thanksgiving show.
Oh, the Thanksgiving show where you brought, five girls in, right?
Right, the live sex show on Thanksgiving on the table
that's
upstairs.
That's a good one, too. There's a lot of good stuff to see.
So go to www.2expos.com. Let's bring in our next contestant for Genitals for Jamaica. Now, Charlie is taking the list because some of these girls have to leave now, so we're getting the girls in now who have to leave early.
Very good.
This is Tasha.
Tasha. Hi, Tasha.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Tasha. How you doing?
Where are you from, Tasha?
I'm from Baltimore.
Hi, Tasha. Who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
I said Holly Robinson yesterday because she was, like, the first black girl that came to my mind, but I don't think that's who I look like.
Tasha, say hi to Shiloh.
Hi, Shiloh. How are you? I'm good.
You know, she looks like one of the chicks from The Real World.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know which one. You ever watch Real World on MTV?
Yeah,
the one in Hawaii.
Who?
I don't know.
No.
I mean,
sure it's not the one from Boston?
I get them mixed up.
Where they stayed at the firehouse?
No, it's not that one.
All right.
It was a warm weather Real World. Anyway, or maybe it was New Orleans.
Very good.
Whatever. You remind me of one of the girls from Real World.
Okay.
And what makes your genitals so pretty, so special?
I think they're special because my boyfriend is in adult film, and he's seen a few, and he's... Comment how nice mine are.
What's your boyfriend's name?
His name's Swing.
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 I'm not even going to ask you why they call him that, but I can imagine. I have a general idea why they might call him that.
Hello, baby. My name is Swing.
So what is it like having a boyfriend who's an adult film actor?
It's,
Is it difficult?
It's like the quiet shame of my life.
Really? Or is it like, is it similar to what my wife said to me last night when she knew we were going to do this show, and she said it's like being a mob wife.
jealousy, I suppose.
I think there's a difference, though, because you and I are not having sex with these women.
That is true, and we are not coming anywhere near these women. We are simply observing. That is, and I made that point very clear, too.
I'm actually the closest to him. I'm your guard.
And that's the way it's going to stay.
Do you ever smell your husband when he comes home from a day of work?
Every night.
Really? I mean, do you smell his genitals?
No, sometimes I go with him, so I mean, it's fine.
You go with him?
No, I go and I watch on the set. So.
God damn, you're open-minded.
Have you ever been in one of those films yourself?
No, I haven't.
And you wouldn't do that?
No, make movies at home.
Really, home movies?
What is it that he says to you? What's the line of BS? Does he go, oh, baby, when I'm with them, I'm thinking about you?
No, he doesn't give me any BS.
Swing.
It's all about the money.
Exactly.
Well, what about like when he gets a boner?
What do you mean?
Like you're whispering, like they can't hear you.
No, I mean it.
That happens when the wind blows with him. So it doesn't matter.
Oh, that's right. I guess he's got a...
That's a talent of being...
Kind of like
exactly.
On cue, he's got to be able to do that.
One talent in life, so...
But how many times... Have you ever seen it where you watch a porno movie?
Right.
And, like, there's something really good happening, and they go off to the corner, and there's guys who are waiting their turn.
Right.
And those guys are all...
Yeah, and sometimes in those movies, the guys are new, even when something
is
wonderful
happening.
Is happening.
Yeah, to them directly.
Because I guess it happens so much, you know, that at a certain point, you're probably, but he doesn't have that problem. Swing doesn't have that. Is Swing with you today?
No, he's not.
Is he listening today?
I'm not certain. He knows I'm here, though.
Is he working today?
No, he's not working today, as far as I know.
All right.
Does he make good dough?
Pretty decent.
Could pretty good.
Better. Yeah, does he travel all around?
No, he's just like in the beginning. He's been doing for a small company up in New York. So.
Up in New York.
Once we get out to L.A., it'll be all good.
That's the place. That's the place, Shiloh?
Yeah, it's the place.
How do you feel about when he has a scene with the White Devil? You got no problem?
It's all good.
It's all good?
Has he ever seen him get it on with an Asian chick?
No, that's the thing. The small company he's with, it's just...
Whatever's available?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
really?
We got to branch out.
Okay. But I feel like I got two pros here in front of me.
I'll be the videographer, man. I'll start calling them toexposed.com.
All right, well, let's see what you've got.
Okay.
All right, Sasha, let's see your genitals. Here we go.
I wore my shoes for you guys.
Oh, you wore shoes? What shoes? Special shoes?
Oh, like sandals. Like
little sandals.
Okay.
Sandals. All right.
Very nice.
Okay, she's a cute girl. Yeah.
Okay. Good shape.
Very nice. Yes, very good shape. All our contestants have been in very good shape.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Okay. Now, have a seat.
Okay.
All right.
Have a seat and put one leg up.
There I'm in the doctor's chair.
There you go. And let's.
And just one?
I can't see, though.
Okay, so.
No, you
on
can
this
bring
way?
Yeah.
Yeah, that went in flat.
Okay.
You gotta swing this way so.
Turn around for you. Okay.
So Buzz and I can see, yeah.
The revolving chair here.
There we go. And now there's no tattoo, no piercing.
No tattoo, no piercing.
Very nicely groomed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty.
That's very nice.
That's a compliment.
That looks.
That's a very pretty pooter.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about your genitals before we move on?
While you sit there with your legs spread?
I don't know. I guess I can. No, that's okay.
All right.
Okay.
It's getting hot in here.
Okay. That's Tasha, ladies and gentlemen.
You want to take your shirt off?
Girls will take off everything, get a bonus.
Oh, God.
Extra point.
All right.
I just thought I'd ask. Thank you, Tasha.
That's Tasha.
And now we get to watch Tasha put her underpants back on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was mighty pretty.
Very nice.
Mighty pretty.
Tasha, probably the best shape of, and we've had some good shape contestants here.
Yeah.
Everybody is
I want to say something, and no wonder Swing loves you so much.
Absolutely.
Nicely groomed.
Swing. Tell Swing to give us a call sometime.
Anybody would be
And, you know, I love the casual way the sales guys walk by, you know, play. Did you see that? That was the perfect example right there, walking by the window. Hey, you know, hey, what's going on in there? Tasha. Bye, Tasha.
Bye, Tasha.
They want a sneak peek.
They do.
They walk by very slow, too.
Hello, this is Swing.
And the women walk by smiling.
More people walking by right now than I've ever seen.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, wow.
Hey, look at this.
Oh, wow. This is an outfit here.
Jesus Christ. You want to take that jacket off?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Extra point.
No, break. The Charlie?
Flavor of ice.
I think we should break after this girl. Let's give this girl a little extra time.
And enter and sign in, please, contestant.
Julie is wearing a fishnet
Julia?
Top, but so you can see everything.
This is Julie, right?
Right. Julie, not Julia.
And you know who Julie looks like?
Right.
What? I'll tell you exactly who she looks like.
I don't know.
I don't know this girl's name, but the girl on MSNBC,
mm-hmm.
who's the new hot reporter, she has blonde hair, she wears the exact same glasses, and she has the exact same face. Look at the smile. She got the same smile.
The glasses are definitely the accoutrement. They really are.
If anybody knows that girl's name, call right now.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you need those glasses, or do you wear them for effect?
I actually need them.
You need them.
You need a complicated look.
This girl's good looking.
Yeah.
Hello.
We're just hanging out here.
Job to expose.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good money.
Hello.
All right, we have a new girl.
Do you notice that Shiloh's doing recruiting as she sits here? Yeah, why not?
Now, Shiloh, please allow our girls simply to be contestants.
Before you try to kill two birds with one stone here.
We're trying to hire them. Now, she's wearing some kind of a fishnet outfit, mm-hmm. so we can see her boobies.
Now, do you wear this outfit very often, or is this for special occasions?
It's a very special occasion.
Very special. And where are you from?
I'm actually from Virginia, but I live in Maryland now.
And what do you do?
I'm a model.
Oh, shocker.
Fantastic.
Shocker. You know, I bet someone calling has the name of this news lady. You should know this for reference.
You know, she looks like also a much better looking, younger, when Annie Potts was young in the Ghostbusters.
No.
Now, wait a minute.
That is an insult.
I'm sorry.
That is an insult to this girl.
She's much better looking, though. I said that.
Wait,
and when Annie Potts was very, very young, she was wearing the same kind of glasses.
This news lady, I'm telling you.
Right.
Hey, what's her name? Do you know?
Yeah, Don, her name's Ashley Banfield.
Ashley Banfield. Hey, Buzz, go to the web.
Okay. Julie, has anyone ever told you you look like Ashley Banfield?
No, but I've heard that Potts woman before.
And you don't like that?
I don't.
I'm telling you, Mike, I'm going to get Buzz to pull up a picture of this, of this Ashley from MSNBC.
You're talking about MSNBC, right? The blonde with the black rimmed glasses?
Right. Isn't she hot?
She's a hottie.
Right, she's cute.
She's a brunette, though. Reddish brown.
She's cute as hell.
Ashley Banfield.
That's her name. Okay, let's take a look at your genitals.
Here we go. No hesitation there.
What she's doing
body.
Is...
Oh, wow.
Now,
this is a bodysuit, and what she's done is...
What fell? Something fell.
Great body.
I had sent old man Burbank to find a picture of the news lady, and as soon as she took her clothes off, that was the sound of Buzz's desk falling apart in his newsroom.
He's trying to run in here and get a quick peek.
As he sprinted over to the studio.
No kidding.
The front or the back? Or does it
well, actually, we'd like you in the chair.
Oh, in the chair.
In the chair. And
very nicely groomed.
And imagine that we're the doctors.
It looks very soft also.
Shiloh seems to be very fond of this.
Yeah,
I want to make sure she can see.
This is Shiloh, get close.
Definitely see.
Get close, take a good look. Wow, that's
very
that's
nice.
That's a pretty one.
Too.
That is too.
Cool. What was that?
Nice
boob.
No, yes. Okay.
I think she said that.
Well, Don always looks at me like I'm saying something wrong, so I had to make sure.
That was okay. She said boobs.
I thought she said lips.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I couldn't see those actually, but
well, I have, once again, we have to give a round of applause.
Yeah, those are.
Hey, hi guys. That's your eighth time walking by the window. Go, go.
Come on, F you, old man.
Go home and look at your wife's cooter.
Look at a playboy.
All of the 50-year-old sales guys.
He's gone by about eight times. We got to rat him out. Absolutely, rat him out.
Screw him. Well. That's a lovely, lovely set of genitals.
Julie does get extra credit, too, for the outfit. Fantastic outfit.
Yes, she does. She's virtually naked.
And we're all voting right now.
We've got a tough competition in here, I'll tell you.
As she puts her clothes back on. Hey, Buzz, what'd you do over there in your room?
There's been some construction here in the newsroom today, and some of it's falling down. Hey, Julie, you know what you should do with that outfit? Just go do your grocery shopping now. I think that'd be a lot of fun. You know, just walk through the grocery store.
She can bend over and pick up her produce.
H-O-T.
Wow.
Thanks,
Julie. Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah. And really pretty genitals.
Yes. They're
very soft and clean looking.
Yeah.
Yes, they
like
were.
A little peach.
Yeah.
Look like, almost look like you could eat off those. Really? You'd eat off those genitals.
Very nice.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Radio guys. Hey, can I be the first to be on your list to buy the chair after you guys are done today? I want to sniff it.
You want to sniff it?
Yeah.
Buy the chair. Goodbye.
Buy the chair. I would like to buy the chair.
Goodbye.
That would make me very
happy. The guy that got the Wilson balls.
See ya. Bye-bye. Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if we get more for our chair. That's an excellent idea. If we get more for the chair than I got for that Wilson ball. Hey, Charlie, we got to do a break for any more girls coming. And Buzz, we try to find a picture of that girl's
wife.
Show Mike Ashley Bancroft.
You got it.
Banfield. Excuse me. From
did you just say the C word?
Yes.
Did
she
say?
She just said see you in Toledo.
Yes, she did.
You can't.
You can't say.
You don't know. You can't say see you in
radio. That's why
I know. No. He said contest.
No contest.
Yes. There you go.
The contest is continuing.
That's what I said.
With many more contestants. Out of the blue, Shiloh just said the C word.
She just screamed it.
See you in Toledo.
He said we'll be back with more.
And you said, see you in Toledo's.
Right.
Okay.
Jesus, Charlie Broyles.
Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Like walking through a minefield, isn't it, Charlie?
Hello.
Buddy.
Hi, buddy.
Three words for today's show, guys. Pay-per-view.
Oh, wouldn't you love that?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe someday.
Wouldn't you love that?
$50.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
On the window. Bye-bye.
Bye. What, Shiloh?
Charge $100 a pop to be in front of this window. Like these.
Probably charge $100 a pop for the sales guys.
Yeah, really.
Old creeps.
We're getting freebies all day.
We will be right back with more girls coming up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want everybody together to go ahead and say, penis, penis, penis. Vagina, vagina, vagina.
Rude and Rude. Hey, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, there's a picture of that Ashley Banfield on the front page of, it says a very cheap attempt at a plug on the front page of Fugly.com.
Buggly.com, all right.
Buggly, yeah.
All right, can you find that, Buzz, on your computer?
I believe I can.
Can you find that without turning your desk over again?
It's spelled differently. It's A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H, not L-E-Y.
All right.
Might have been part of the problem.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. You should have seen Buzz. You know, normally...
Sprinted in here.
Normally, Buzz moves at Buzz speed.
Slow.
Which is not to say slow, but
it's fast enough to get out of the way of strollers.
It's, you know, I only see him move that fast, like, for instance, if white shoe polish is on sale.
Yeah, for my boots, my brown
that's
boots.
That's when I see him sprint.
Yeah. So your white boots, right. Buzz. Right. Your white boots, right. The ones that zip up on
there's
the
there's been
side.
Construction. There are boards standing up in here, leaning against the wall. The door swung open, knocked it down.
All I know is that Buzz was nice enough to go over and start to get the picture of the girl from MSNBC.
Right. Last time he moved that quick, we had some bacon in here.
that's right.
And the next thing I know, he's up and he's running, and we hear crash, boom.
Love bacon.
His room has fallen apart. All right, well, Buzz, I think we've seen some burned bacon today.
Oh, God.
Some of these girls. You know, we've got all the makings of a good BLT sandwich in here today.
We do indeed. So far, the contest is going swimmingly with four contestants already showing their stuff.
And we've got plenty more to go as the contest continues. All of the contestants are playing for the trip to Jamaica. This is courtesy of the movie... The beach.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be staying, if you win, girls, at the resort, Beaches Resorts, the newest wave and ultra all-inclusives for everyone, courtesy of the beach with Leonardo DiCaprio, and here is our next contestant. No, that's Rob Spiewak.
Oh, no, I don't want to see Rob.
I've seen his genitals plenty.
Lots of time. Rob likes to show them to you. Hello there. Okay. Enter and sign him. What is your name, contestant number five?
Who are you?
Jenny.
Jenny's nervous.
Hi, Jenny.
Don't be nervous, Jenny.
Hi, where are you from, Jenny?
I live in Ashburn.
Okay. And celeb you think you most resemble?
Someone told me Liza Minnelli, and I was very insulted.
No. You should be.
Yeah, there's absolutely... you're not... There's not even remotely a possibility that you look like Liza Minnelli.
I know who I think she kind of looks like.
Who's that?
You ever see the movie that John Travolta played... Kind of play Clint, what's that movie that where he's the president?
Something Colors?
Primary Colors.
Primary Colors, yes.
Well, his wife. She has the short reddish hair.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name?
What's that girl's name who was in that movie?
She has a British accent in real life, doesn't she?
Yep.
Yeah, she kind of resembles her because the hair is short and red like that.
And Rob, I just want to show you something. Don't be offended by this. Rob has written me a note. He thinks you look like Dave Foley from News Radio. Yeah.
That is horrible.
No. You know what?
What a horrible thing to say.
Look at that as a compliment because I think the redhead from Sex and the City is hot. And Rob thinks that...
Well, this one is better looking than the redhead from Sex and the City.
And Rob thinks that she looks like Dave Foley also.
It's just the red
Rob
hair thing.
Rob's big thinking, don't worry.
Hey, Buzz, what's the name of the actress?
Oh, I don't know, but I was going to say, I think she looks like Anne Heche with the red hair.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's absolutely dead on.
Yes, a little more Anne Heche.
Yeah.
And your genitals, are they pretty?
Very much
so.
All right, very good.
Okay, we don't even have to ask her. She's already just robing.
This is Jenny.
She's getting right to the point.
There we go.
Contestant number five, Jenny. What's that?
Just put your pants on the floor.
Right.
And then I guess what we'd like you to
do underwear
is...
either.
Okay.
There you go.
Another smooth shave here.
Very comfortable.
Yeah.
There you go. Lift up your shirt.
I see a tattoo. What is the tattoo?
Orchid.
It's an orchid?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, an orchid.
It's very teeny.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to tell us about your genitals?
No, not really.
Nothing at all?
Have you ever been told they're pretty?
No.
And no appreciable talent with the genitals that you'd like to share? We just have to ask all the contestants. You know, we do.
No.
All right, very good. Let's give Jenny's genitals a nice round of applause. I always like it. You know, I try to keep the awkward silence.
As
we all just sit there and stare.
And at that moment... The girls are just sitting in the chair like they're in the OBGYN chair.
Absolutely.
Charlie always has to bring his food in.
The actress's name was Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson.
A cross between Anne Heche and Emma Thompson.
Oh, bye.
Thank you, Jenny.
Very nice meeting you, Jenny. Thank you.
All right, that's contestant number six, Jenny.
Okay, let's meet at least one more.
I think we have a few more, don't we?
We got plenty.
Here we go.
I just don't want to lose everything at once here.
Hello there. Now, you're the one that said you look like Jamie Lee Curtis, right?
I've also been told the girl from Caroline in the City.
Okay.
Yes, Leah Thompson,
right?
Yes,
right.
She does.
I think you look more like Jamie Lee Curtis.
I think she looks kind of like Leah Thompson. She's bigger than Leah Thompson.
So is this... Is this Johanna?
Yes.
All right.
Hi, Johanna.
Hi.
Hi, where are you from?
Fairfax.
And what do you do?
I'm an executive assistant.
Okay, good. We need you more into the microphones.
Okay.
So that we can hear you.
All right, are you you looking forward to participating in the contest today?
Yeah.
You're a little nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't be?
Yeah. Showing all your private parts here.
Are you proud of your genitals?
Oh, yeah.
Have you said hi to Shiloh? This
hi.
Is Shiloh.
How are you? Good to meet you.
Recent winner of the Miss Hawaiian Tropic Contest.
Have you ever been told you have pretty genitals?
Yes.
Really? When's the last time you were told your genitals were pretty?
Last night.
Oh, fantastic.
Who told you?
My friend.
Your friend.
Just showed it to someone and asked their opinion, huh?
There you go.
Okay.
Like, in that movie Summer Rental, where the lady goes, what do you think of these?
That is a great scene.
She did the same thing with the gentleman. What do you think of these? And she said, pretty.
That's a great scene in that movie.
Yeah. All right.
Except, you know what? Because it's PG, you never get to see...
No, you don't.
...the girl's boobs.
But, I mean, for not getting to see the boobs, you do get quite the theater of the mind. When Rip Torn is shown the boobs.
Yeah.
It's my favorite scene of the movie.
And you have on, like, a business suit, so it's going to take you a little bit to get out of that. No, it won't?
No, she's nodding.
They do it on Snap.
She's shaking her head.
Oh, they unsnap. Okay, well, it shows how little I know. Okay, go ahead.
Pull up the skirt.
Oh,
look, she's not even wearing underpants.
There they are.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay, now.
open.
She is not trying. Now, take the microphone by your mouth.
Okay.
I mean, your mouth on your head. So that we can talk to you.
All right.
And what were you doing there with your... Well, you're doing something with your hand.
She was brushing her hair.
That's exactly what she was doing. Thank
now,
you.
Do you often, like, go to the office in that situation without wearing anything underneath?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay.
She does a Sharon Stone leg crosser.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see Johanna's genitals.
That's pretty.
Thank you.
Those are pretty genitals.
Very nice,
pretty
Johanna.
Pretty kitties in here today.
Yes, absolutely.
I made that.
Ow.
Very pretty. Meow, she says.
All right.
Those are pretty genitals.
Thank you very much, Johanna.
Thanks, Johanna.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for that.
That is Johanna. Johanna, everybody.
Fantastic.
Right, you know what? Let's meet one more girl before the break.
Let's do.
Let's meet one more girl.
Critics love Snatch.
That was Johanna.
Is it Johanna or Johanna?
Yeah, I think it's Johanna.
Johanna. Joe Harry.
All right.
She was the hairiest we've seen.
Yes. Yes, there's not been a lot of hair in the competition.
But nicely manicured. I want to say it. Nicely manicured.
Still
absolutely.
Still out of shape, but the end maybe needed a little snip.
Well, are you offering her a grooming tip? What would your grooming tip have been, Shiloh?
Just a little snip of the scissors at the edge above the...
Right, okay.
Hitters.
Yeah.
The hitters.
Okay.
Here is our next contestant. Hi. Who are you?
I'm Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hello.
Hey, look, we got our first ivory girl.
And you said you look like Sporty Spice, right?
Yeah, I've been told that once or twice.
Probably better looking than Sporty.
Yeah, you're cuter than Sporty Spice.
Thank you.
Sporty Spice.
Rab, everybody has better teeth than Sporty Spice. Mm-hmm. She's British. What do you do for a living?
I'm a waitress. I'm a full-time student.
Where you go to school? Can you tell us?
Nova.
At Nova. Hey, 13th grade. We like that.
Something like that.
And do you have pretty genitals?
I have very pretty genitals.
Why are you so sure of that?
I've been told it once or twice, and I am very confident in myself.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Have you met Shiloh?
I saw her at the...
little handshake there.
Oh, cool. I was in the front. I'm Tarita. I told you I was going to show you my tatas.
Oh, this is a girl who... don't you remember this girl came up with snakes, took her shirt off?
Oh, that's right.
I figure you've already seen the top. You might as well see the bottom, too.
All right. Well, we're all for that. You got on a nice Tommy Hilfiger sweater and a pair of jeans. And, we're ready.
Ready?
We are ready.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
This is Teresa.
She's unzipping her pants, taking off her shoes.
Number 7. All right.
And
quite a tan.
Yeah, nice little tan. Nice little butt, too. I got to see that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, step out of those jeans.
There we go.
I have the best view. I love it.
All right. Here we go.
Speed up a little bit. Another racing stripe.
You notice that we don't even have to... We don't have to ask the girls to get into the pose anymore.
Is there a piercing there? There is a piercing.
Is that inside?
Yeah.
In the hood.
Yeah, in the hood. In the hood.
Yo.
And just a little racing stripe.
Absolutely.
It's like a little upside-down triangle.
Now, Shiloh, would you think that, without giving away, because you're also one of the judges, is that pretty genitals, a pretty side of genitals?
Yes. I definitely think so.
Absolutely. Round of applause.
Yes. Those are very, very pretty.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Very pretty, John.
John got a twinkle in his eye. Love picking on him.
You're really helping me out today. Yeah, really. You are really helping me out.
He might get too close. He might deck me.
All right.
Okay, so that's Teresa, right?
That's Teresa. Excellent job, yes, Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank you for letting us look at your genitals.
Good job. Now we've seen everything, right, Teresa? Yes, all right.
We got one more girl to go. We got to do a break first.
Fair.
Thanks. Thank you, Teresa.
Bye, Teresa.
Thank you. Well, we sure have seen a lot of... A lot of beautiful girls today.
You know, usually when we get 12 people, the attrition would bring it down to 4, and today we've got 8 contestants.
Mike, I think that's the power of Jamaica, man.
I believe you're right. We just have to keep coming up with those great trips.
These genitals are all for Jamaica today.
Fantastic.
I think we've got at least one more girl on the line, or one more girl, in the lobby. Oh, let me see who's on the line. Hello, Don. Oops. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Radio up too loud.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, this is Greg in Sacramento. I envy you guys. You're having fun. Are you there?
Yeah. Wait till we go home tonight. You won't envy us tonight when we go home.
Yeah. Thank you.
So anyway, for the C-U-N Toledo word,
yeah,
my pronunciation is soont. I don't have any problem, and no one ever gives me any flack for saying, wow, what a soont.
I guess I will be back soon.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you.
Later.
Bye-bye. More soontestants coming up here in the soontest. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I'm so glad I got through, and it's probably unrelated to what we're dealing with right now, but I love your show. I'm a brand-new listener, and I would love to wear, like, anything that has your name on it, T-shirt-wise or anything, and wear it with pride. I have a great-looking body, and I would just love to show everyone that you're my favorite talk show on the radio.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We work for a company with no budget, though, so we don't have anything we
should
give
you. Nothing at all?
Now, we urge you to get a tattoo with our names on them and, parade around at the beach.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I already have some tattoos. I don't know.
You should have come down today to show us your genitals.
I live in Greenville, South Carolina. I just moved here from Chicago. I don't even know where your show is.
Now, we're based in Washington, D.C.
That's where I got one of my tattoos.
Really?
Yeah. I was there vacationing with my husband, and we wanted an interesting souvenir, and we got matching tattoos. His says a Chinese one that says husband. Mine's a Chinese one that says wife.
Oh, okay.
Hey, thank you. Goodbye. I'm just thinking, though, how ironic this is that Bush is going to be sworn in as president in 2 days, and today we're doing our genitals contest.
It sounds right, doesn't it?
Boosh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air. Please turn your radio down.
Okay.
Thank you.
Tough to do.
Now, he hung up the phone.
Yes.
He had two choices to make, and he made the wrong one.
Hey, it's tough to do when you're surrounded by all those appliances.
And you know what else is ironic? Is Bush's father's motto, as you recall.
What was that?
Read my lips.
Oh. Oh, hello.
Wow.
Hey, a little delayed reaction.
Started on the bounce.
Don and Mike show.
Come
hello.
On.
I love
hey, buddy.
That. Hey, buddy.
Buddy, hey, the beach towels are out.
Oh, don't we know it?
Only in America can two guys get a job judging birds' nests.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Once again, walk a mile in our shoes.
Hey, wait till we go home tonight for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
See how tasty that meal's going to be tonight.
There'll be some suffering this evening.
Except for Buzz, of course, who has the perfect life.
We'll be celebrating.
Absolutely.
You will. Right. In your captain's chairs.
I was here to make sure you guys were good boys.
Well, we'd be good boys anyway.
Yeah, I know, but we're all you guys are being good boys.
Yeah, of course we are.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's just,
women, they're genitals.
Come on.
What are we going to do?
I think we both understand that we're going to have to pay for this.
Right.
I think we both totally do.
Girls just want a trip to Jamaica.
Yes, they do. And people, listen, damn it, people just want to be entertained and dogs just love cheese. And we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. To obtain maximum enjoyment from your... Please observe the following precautions. When a is not being played, store it out of direct sunlight or high temperatures. Before inserting a into the, be sure that both rotate freely in both directions. The will automatically eject at the end of the. If the ejects prematurely, remove it and check for free rotation of both. If it fails to do so, a gentle outward pull on the will cause the to eject. The Hair should be cleaned once a month with a cotton swab, slightly moistened with 70% isopropyl alcohol. Failure to follow these precautions will decrease your enjoyment and may result in damage to your... Thank you for allowing us to spend this brief time with you. Happy...
Come and enjoy their world-famous love act. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I'm a traveler on Northbound 95.
Hi.
I just left one of the restrooms on rest area on 95.
Yeah.
The gentleman's in there complaining about listening to your contest and trying to drive. I think he was in there relieving himself.
Oh, you. Oh, my God.
Because I walked in there to hear this guy, God damn show, damn show.
He's just
all of a sudden, I know it's like you hear, ah, I'm like, oh man, I had to get out of it. Me and this other guy.
No, we've done a little good today.
Huh?
So, what you're saying is that some guy listening to the show, driving on 95, had to pull over to a rest area to relieve himself.
It was great because it was me and a state police officer and another guy. We walked up to the bathroom, we heard this guy complaining, and we were in and out. So, me and the cop over there laughing.
Just remember, Don and Mike helping control the pet population.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'm eating a big old roast beef sandwich.
Okay.
Hello. We've really, we've stirred up the natives.
We have. The guys love this. Hello.
Absolutely.
Don and Mike show. Well, Mike, who wouldn't love genitals for Jamaica?
Absolutely.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, calling from Greenville.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Come on, behave yourself.
Come on, I got to delete that out.
Just enjoy the show. Don't have to participate. I worry about these guys that have to get involved. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, they're talkers.
They're the talkers. You know, they probably, right, you know, during the middle of sex, they probably talk, too. Of course, they're talking to themselves most of the time.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Radio God.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. My name's Jeff. I'm out of Delaware.
Yes, Jeff.
And we're making a delivery out of New York City. We thought we'd try to catch that Amos.
You know what? I just had to delete that out. Thank you, though. Everybody is so damn excited.
Everybody's excited, and it's just manifesting itself in different ways. Mm-hmm. Everybody's passionate about this contest. And you know what? It's good, clean American fun.
Okay, let's just bring the last two contestants in. Because it's obvious we can't take calls about this because guys are too graphic. Guys are using the P word.
Hey, Don and Mike, thanks a lot. I just...
Yeah.
They're too excited. Right, exactly.
Using the P word.
Oh, my goodness. Look at these piercings and tattoos and everything. Wow.
Look at this.
My goodness.
Got the Madonna bow in her hair, too.
Hi, what?
Wow.
What's your name, honey?
Adrienne.
And Adrienne, where are you from?
I'm from Springfield, Virginia.
How many tattoos do you have?
I don't know. Like, if you count them all separately, I mean, because some of them, like, you could consider them one, but, like, 21.
Wow.
I'm working on sleeves, and I'll eventually have all my...
Now, do you work in the tattoo business with
yeah,
the...
Yeah, everybody thinks I do, but I don't.
Okay.
I wish, because then it'd be cheaper.
What do you do?
I walk dogs in the city, because that's the only way I can get hired, looking the way I do. So,
you know, it's funny, you think of that normally only as going on in New York, but...
it's really, there's a huge demand for it in D.C.
In D.C.
How much do you make for walking a dog in D.C.?
Oh, my gosh. Some of the people that... It depends on how many dogs you walk.
Uh-huh.
But I can make anywhere from $500 to $600 a week.
Wow. Walking dog.
Yeah.
Now, do you have to scoop the poop?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, because otherwise you get a fine.
Uh-huh. And how many piercings do you have?
Just the ones you see. So, 3, 4, 5. 5 just in my face. Oh, and I have one nipple pierced.
There's 3 in the lip.
Yeah, 3 in the lip.
We're talking about the lip on your mouth, too.
Yeah. None down there. Not yet, anyway.
And you are... I see the 3 pierced lip things down here. Is that painful, like, to eat and stuff like that?
No. I'm so used to it now that I often forget that I have them. Like, I don't even...
Do you have a significant other?
I did.
And when you had a significant other, did you have the piercings?
He did, too. Yeah.
You ever get caught?
It was a train wreck. But, you know, actually, it was all right.
Who is the celeb you think you most resemble?
See, I have no idea. I've been told, depending on my hair, I change my hair quite a bit. I have extensions often. And I've been told, like, Annie DeFranco. It all depends on what my hair looks like at the time.
Because you know what I'd say? You know, no offense.
Don't embarrass me.
You clean this girl up.
Mm-hmm.
Clean me.
You get rid of these. I mean, she got the goddamn dragon tattoos up and down her arm.
Right.
You get rid of this crap on her face.
Right.
You got a grade A hottie.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
A grade A hottie, but right now, you got truck driver arms. I mean, look at those tattoos.
You know, it's kind of, there's a little Jennifer Grey. The new Jennifer Grey.
Yeah.
That's funny. I actually have heard that
people
before.
Have said that before?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Long time ago.
But man, your arms are almost totally covered with tattoos.
Well, they'll be more covered soon.
So you're totally... I've read a lot about people that do this. What is the primary... Is there a kick that you get out of having the... What is your reason for all these tattoos?
It has... I get asked that all the time, and it really, it started... I got a little one on my ankle, years and years and years ago, and it really is. It's so addicting, and, once you get more... Plus, I just think it's very attractive. I think it adds to,
I mean, I know I'm going to sound like your grandpa, but...
It's okay. I get it from my parents.
Have you thought about...
I'm older?
Yeah, when you're 50 years old and you've... Is that a Powder Puff Girl on your arm?
No, this is actually somebody's rendition of what I look like to them.
Okay, well, have you thought about when you're 50 years old?
Yeah,
when
you definitely think about this stuff. I mean, I never just went in and was... Obviously, that's too much stuff to have, but it's you think about it. You definitely...
They're obviously well done, the tattoos.
They're done real well, so...
Okay. Well, listen.
I like the one with the girl on it.
I'll tell you something. This is a cute girl.
Absolutely.
She's got too many tattoos for my taste, but she's a cute girl.
And her t-shirt says, Evil Tattooed Bitch.
Woo!
And I can only imagine how beautiful your genitals are. Because really, I got to think, underneath those tattoos and all the piercings,
right?
She's a very cute girl. How old are you?
I'm 26.
26.
And your first name again, we're doing the voting here. Are you one of the... Adrian. Okay, you're on the list. Okay, Adrian.
And Adrian, have you been told that you have pretty genitals?
I've never had any complaints. I've never had anybody go, oh, my God, they're beautiful. But, I mean,
Good honest
answer. Which would be nice, and I'd feel better now, but,
All right.
All right, well...
Now, what do we have to do?
Take off your shoes and take off that biker belt you're wearing.
There you go.
Just don't you, though? You like my look. You really do. You're secretly attracted.
I don't know.
You're attracted to
you. Scare me.
Adrian, the most competent contestant we've had in.
Now, you'll have to...
Absolutely.
Slip off those jeans.
And now I see, right over the navel is the tattoo. And she had described this. You described this on the phone the other day, right?
Yeah, that it kind of points down.
There you go.
And what you want to do is have a seat.
Okay.
Another nice shape.
And assume the pose.
Smooth.
One leg up.
Gynecologist spread.
Right.
There you go.
Very nicely groomed.
Well, that is, it's almost John Bonet-ish.
Almost.
But see, that's the appeal. The appeal. There are a lot. You'd be surprised.
Okay. You're making me talking about the appeal.
Like I say, there's nothing you have to work through.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adrian and her tattoos.
Adrian, that is a very pretty set of genitals.
Yes.
Thank goodness you've not done anything down there.
No, now, I haven't bothered.
Are you planning on doing something down there?
I had something drawn.
No, hold on. You got to get on the microphone, please. We can't hear you, ma'am.
Drawn up for it, but I don't think I will. I don't think so.
Yeah, the last groundbreaking show we did, that was done right here in the studio.
Yeah, one of our talent shows.
I'll tell you, that looked painful.
And you say one of your boobs is done?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll show you that if it gets me more points.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Here we go. One right here.
Oh, no, that's very nice.
That's very nice.
Yeah,
I get some more points. Let me adjust my scorecard. Thank you, Adrian. Very nice to meet you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Boy, oh boy.
Wait, I mean, it's really close. Do you find the voting very close today?
Nope.
I have a couple that are very close.
Well, let's not give anything away, guys.
No, I've got...
No.
I've, you know what? I'll say this. Between my leaders on my score sheet...
Yes.
There's a lot of room between the leaders...
Right.
...and the rest of the pack.
Very good.
It's very divided. Here's our last...
Hello?
Hello.
Bridget, right?
That's exactly right.
Bridget?
All right, fantastic.
Bridget, where are you from?
Originally...
Oh, these days.
Right now. These days, Virginia.
Virginia. Maybe our most laid-back contestant, wouldn't you agree?
And I'm curious now, where are you from originally, Bridget?
Upstate New York.
Upstate, whereabouts in upstate?
Jamestown.
Jamestown, all right.
What do you do?
I wait tables.
And who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
I couldn't tell you. I get so much stuff.
Lauren Holly.
I got that one.
Who buzz?
Lauren Holly.
Kind of a combination of Lauren Holly and Heather Graham.
Okay, I got the Heather Graham thing before.
Doesn't Lauren Holly have that fuggly mouth and those big fuggly teeth?
No.
Sure, reminds
who am I thinking of?
Who? Lauren? You're talking about Lauren Hutton.
Yes.
Lauren Hutton is 80 years old.
Who is Lauren? Is Lauren Holly the girl that Jim Carrey was married to?
Lauren Holly is the one from Dumb and Dumber who's a turbo hottie. Lauren Hutton is like an 80-year-old former supermodel.
I'm really glad we've resolved that.
That's who I was.
Shirley Manson from Garbage.
Yes.
Kind of has her eyes.
Lauren Hutton. Hey, and it's not to say we wouldn't like to have a Lauren Hutton in this contest.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine what her genitals would look like?
Probably full of crooked teeth.
I do like that girl from Garbage.
Yeah, her eyes. They kind of... She has a cut on.
Thank you.
Do you think you have pretty genitals, Bridget?
I may.
You might. All right, very modest.
We'll be the judge of that.
We will be the judge of that.
All right, well, please, you're the final contestant.
Ah, very good.
Take those boots off.
This is our ninth contestant. This is Bridget. The boots are coming off. And those kind of look, even though they're women's shoes, they have that. Those are the same kind of boots that Larry King wears.
Ankle boots.
Yeah, with the zipper up the side. It's okay for women to do that.
I have a zipper up the side.
Oh, very good. Yeah, it's stylish.
You know, I got ankle boots that have zippers in the back.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Oh, that's not too gay.
I'll bring them in tomorrow and show them to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they like trendy? Are they trendy shoes?
Yeah, Frida got them for me for Christmas.
So they're relatively new?
Yes.
You going to wear them tomorrow?
I promise.
All right.
Yeah. I've worn them before. You've just never noticed it.
We have a tattoo?
A little lucky three-leaf clover.
Oh, a Celtic ornament and a little shamrock there. Mm, extra credit.
Okay. Uh-oh. And she's very clean, white cotton underpants on.
All right.
Yeah, well, that's nice. That counts. I mean, we've seen some dirty underpants
today. Absolutely.
And
dirty underpants, okay.
Legs up here.
All right, here we go.
Just like the doctor.
Now, look at that.
That's nice.
Isn't that pretty?
Very nice. Oh, yes. Very natural,
Don. It has hair, but it's trimmed.
Very natural.
The light brown.
What would you like to say?
Oh, he laughs
at
everything.
You know what? I'm laughing at the situation.
It's just it's not you. It's comical that what we're doing. Sometimes if we stop and we think what we're doing on this show today, it's pretty damn
funny. I'm going to give you genitals a very high rating.
I am too.
I'm just laughing at the fact that you're sitting in a chair with your legs up and we're all staring at your genitals ready to give them a number rating.
Yes.
Would you say best and most natural?
She has a great body, too.
Mm-hmm.
Very good body.
Okay. Fantastic.
Well, I'm done with my voting. Bridget, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah.
Quick game.
All right.
Wasn't too bad, was it?
Was that a great contest or what?
She had pretty genitals.
She did indeed.
And we have to pick the winner now.
This is difficult. I mean, it really is. For me, this has been extremely difficult voting.
Yes, me too. I agree, Mike.
I have two definite leaders.
Yeah, I do too now.
I have two definite leaders that are each separated by a half a point.
I've got two people that are separated by a tenth of a point.
I have a couple of ties. Can I make six?
By a hair, Rob. Absolutely.
Did you score anybody in the ones?
No, I always start. I always start. My low grade will always be in that five range.
Mm-hmm. My lowest is a 1.5.
Wow.
I don't want to give any names.
Let's not give anything away.
No.
My lowest.
I know you're dying to, but let's not give anything away.
Judge.
Pass all the information to Broyhill.
Now this is because of the tenths of a point and the scale of 10. A lot of tabulating has to take place.
So Bridget, you got to get out of here now.
Way to go! Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you.
Loved having you down here. We'll call you back in when we pick the winners.
All right.
Okay.
And the winner has to accompany Shiloh to Jamaica. That's the rule.
Oh, no. It's always you.
You knock it off. Broyhill is in the back. He's counting the votes. And when we come back... Oh, he's not done already, is he?
No.
Oh, no, take him a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
So who voted? It was me and you and Shiloh and Buzz and Rob. And did Charlie vote?
I don't think Charlie did. Do you think that when we present the winner, they should all be in here, like in Miss America?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know some of the girls had to leave to go to their job.
But those that are here.
Those that are here.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We'll crown the winner.
And then they can, they can hug each other and get all excited and stuff.
And, of course, the first runner-up will assume the winner's duties.
Should anything happen to the winner.
To the winner's genitals.
Yes.
To her genitals.
In case her genitals get hit by a bus.
Very good.
Right. Okay. Well, then that's your contest right there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got a little comment about genital piercing.
Well, what about genital piercing?
Well, I should inform you that I believe it was in May of last year there was a journal article in Obstetrics and Gynecology that actually showed that there are two case reports of an enhancing orgasm in women.
All right, thank you, sir.
Anytime you can contribute with a positive thought like that, we
appreciate
it.
Shiloh says, duh.
Shiloh's, I guess, light years ahead of you, sir, on this particular issue.
Duh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I wanted to know if there's a tie. Is there going to be a stir-off?
A stir-off.
I think that's... We wouldn't be allowed to have a stir-off in here.
Well, not on the air.
Oh, God.
All right, thank you. Listen to this guy. Oh,
you plan on
doggone it.
You plan on staying at a hotel tonight?
Yeah, maybe. Doggone it. Oh,
this will be on TNT.
We will come back and crown the woman with the prettiest genitals in America.
Yeah, baby.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you do this for Don and Mike?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike? Let me tell you something about them little two-bit petty whores, okay? Don and Mike. Them and, let me tell you, I met them at a one of them baths over on Melrose when they were out in L.A. I was a loofah boy. And I just walked by and I gave them a sponge and a small animal. And yeah, I think, well, you know, what happens is you do radio, and D.C. is a big market for me, you know, because I'm black.
Right.
And, you know, on the inside, trying to make bail. You only have that once, right? But you know, when you do the show, they go, "Can you do some IDs for us so everybody will think we're in?" Mm-hmm. And you do it because you know you have Les Moonves with CBS going, "Put you on UPN."
Okay, I thought you were tight with Don and Mike.
Oh, look, who could be tight with Don and Mike? You know what I mean? They're this, you know, this far away from, you know, repairing ham radios. You know, the guys have no talent. You know, they still don't understand why the Jets broke up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't mean the team. I mean the Polynesian band.
Right.
I appreciate
it. The critics love Snatch.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Currently starring in Lawrence of Arabia, it's Don and Mike.
Yep, here we are. Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel. Maybe you don't speak English.
Speak to us.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don
show.
And Mike.
Or maybe you don't speak Spanish. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, a long-time listener from Sacramento.
Thank you.
Question, when you're judging genitalia, don't you also judge it from the back as well as the front?
Well, not today in this contest.
No, in this contest, it was strictly the front view.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, really, technically, you could involve that into a best butt contest.
Yeah, no, and we were strictly looking at cooters today.
Oh, I see. Well, usually when you're enjoying a female partner, you're also looking at it from the back, and it's got a totally different look.
As Mr. Liddy would say, we're only grading the primary sexual characteristic.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Now that's somebody who wanted to be here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Quick question for you, and it's more related to the fact that I have to commute between Baltimore and Philly. I was wondering, what station are you guys up in Philly, or aren't you?
We are on WNFW. That would be W No Friggin' Way.
There's a property up there that is also supervised by one Kenneth Stephen.
Right.
I understand that well. No wonder why. It's a pain in the ass not being able to hear you guys when I'm driving on back until I get damn closer to Baltimore.
All right. Thank you, my friend. We appreciate it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Hey, you know what you really need to do when these for the winter?
What?
Pay that Kenny Hermani.
Okay.
Yeah, that man, he's money.
All right, everybody's very excited. Let's bring the girls in.
Bring all the ones that didn't have to go to work or go home or whatever. Bring them all, the ones that are left, bring them all in here. Let's give them all a lovely round of applause.
Now, Shiloh says that the girls outside have actually been encouraging each other. Is this what you were hearing out there?
So it's been a congenial atmosphere out there? Fantastic. Yeah.
Can all the girls say hi? Hi, girls.
Hi.
Hi, there they are. All of them beautiful in their own way.
Yes, absolutely. A wonderful field of contestants.
We had 9 girls. We can only have 1 winner of the trip to Jamaica.
That sucks because they all deserve to go. They really do.
I'm going to tell you, the top 3 are very close, within 3/10 of a point of each other.
Oh, wow.
The top 3.
It's incredible.
So I'm going to give you the top 3, okay?
You're going to go from 3rd to 1st.
Yes.
So you're going to announce the 3rd. You know, and I wish they do this on Miss America, too, because when they do this, I understand it better. You're going to have the 2nd runner-up, the 1st runner-up, and then the number 1.
So it'll be 3rd place, 2nd place, then your big wiener.
And no matter what the results are, ladies, all of you know, just clap for each other and hugs and everything. We'll make it as congenial an atmosphere as we possibly can.
Yes, and all you girls will get something. You get wrestling tickets or whatever it is that you want that we have.
Absolutely.
In 3rd place, with a total of 8.04.
Wow.
On a 1 to 10 scale.
Average, not a total.
What?
It's an average, not a total.
Shut up. It says total.
Well, it's average, though. You don't want to take the...
But it says total.
Well, that's Charlie.
Okay. A total.
But whatever, that's the mark.
You know. Yeah. All right. Everybody's number put together.
There we go.
Okay. Average, total.
What's the matter?
The score is... It's Rob.
That's an average.
No.
I know you do. In 3rd place... Teresa.
Teresa. Where's Teresa? Teresa.
Yay.
Congratulations. Teresa.
Teresa.
Very nice job.
Tommy Hilfiger sweater.
Oh, that's terrific.
You're Teresa. How do you feel about having the third most beautiful set of genitals?
Well, I think you're wrong, but I'll settle.
All right. Oh, that's very nice. Very proud of your genitals.
Thank
Teresa,
you,
you had very nice scores. You had a 6, a 7.4, a 9.8, an 8.0, and a 9.0.
Wow.
Very nice.
Great scores. Great marks. Very high marks.
And you were less than 4/10 of a point out of first place.
Oh, no.
Wow.
In second place, with a score of 8.14.
Wow, very high mark.
Bridget. Oh, now, Bridget, come here. Don't be depressed. Come on up here, Bridget.
Come on
up here, Bridget.
Anything you'd like to say? You're the second most beautiful place in here.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, look at her. She's so low-key.
Very mellow. Very mellow.
And, Bridget, your scores were 7. 7.7, 7.5, 9.5,
wow,
and a 9.0.
Incredible.
Shiloh, did you give out anything but 9.0? Shiloh had a whole bunch of 9.0s.
Well, that's
There's
Shiloh.
A couple that were tied. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just figured if I would, you know, then it's pretty good.
And don't forget, she's trying to recruit today.
Yeah. And our winner with a score of 8.42, please welcome Miss Genitals, Julie.
Julie!
Very cute. Is that you?
Way to go, Julie. Step up to the microphone. Greet your public. We don't have a bouquet of roses or anything like that. A
bouquet of anything?
Well, you're going to go to Jamaica.
Julie, your scores were 7.5, 7.6, 9.5, 8.5, and 9.0.
Can we have a group hug?
Group
hug. Well, the Beach Town Club, Julie had the body
stocking.
That's
a very close friend, that's for sure.
Julie with the beautiful genitals.
Yes, and as Buzz said, the body stocking.
The fishnet.
The fishnet, yes.
Yeah.
Well, everybody did a great job. Yes. I mean, I really wish everybody could have won.
Congratulations, you are going to Jamaica Beaches Resorts, the newest wave and ultra all-inclusives for everyone at the beach. Everything is paid for.
Wow.
Drinks, food, hotel. Everything, plane, whatever you want to do when you get there.
Anything you'd like to say in your acceptance speech?
I've been dreaming of this all my life. I've been grooming for at least 5 days now. Every day, grooming, keeping the grass mowed, and exercising my Kegel muscles.
Oh, God.
Would you like to lift up your dress and show the girls the most beautiful genitals?
There we are.
That's what won, girl.
We are the winners. Yeah.
And
a few that looks a little catty right there. You know,
oh, okay. They weren't that great.
All right.
Meow.
Meow.
Well, listen, you all have beautiful genitals.
And really, you were the trailblazers for, we probably won't be doing this contest for a while.
Probably not.
Probably never again, based on our home life. That's probably going to happen.
Thank you all, though.
Thank you all.
You're fantastic.
Thank you. And would we like to give them an opportunity to say hi to anybody, you know, like we do on Strip Trivia?
Sure, yes. Julie, who would you like to say hi to? Anybody?
I'd like to say hi to my two pussies at home, Nutmeg and Sheba.
Oh,
okay.
Are you a cat lover like Buzz?
I love kitties.
Buzz is a big cat lover.
Bulldog.
Yeah, nice kitty.
Nice kitty.
Bridget?
I'll take $5 later, Buzz.
Bridget, who would you like to say hi to? Anybody?
There's a BW out in the lobby I'd like to say hi to.
There's a what?
BW.
A BW?
A BW.
Oh, wait a minute, honey. Step up. I understand what you're saying.
It's a person.
Oh, well, okay, a person. Okay.
A BW, so you're talking a little code to him? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, it's a nickname.
A nickname, BW. Ah. Hmm. Are there words that go with the initials
Is it BW Stevenson?
Hi, Brian. That's what we're looking for.
Okay.
Brian W.
A BW.
Gotcha. How about Teresa? Teresa, where are you? Who would you like to say hi to?
I want to say hi to my baby Charlie and my dad, who is the biggest dog fan.
Oh,
Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Dad, if you're listening, I want to say something. Your daughter has beautiful genitals.
Oh, that's bad karma.
If your dad is listening, your daughter was only 4/10 of a point away from winning the contest.
Yes. Congratulations, Dad.
They're really, really sharp.
That's right. Absolutely.
They're really beautiful.
Wow.
How about Tennille? Is she gone? Oh, no. Tennille. Hi, Tennille.
Tennille is here. Tennille, would you like to say hi to anybody?
You want to say hi to
Tennille? Tennille is nice. Say hi to my boyfriend, Jason, and I blew him a kiss.
Ah, wonderful.
Tennille, you came in fourth place.
Oh,
fourth place, just out of the top three.
Adrian, wait, come on, don't be this way. Who do you want to say hello to? Nobody?
Nah.
tattoo shop?
Look at her. All right.
She's so tough.
You know, I will tell you, though, we have a room full of fantastic sports, and you deserve to give yourself all around applause.
How about, is Sasha still here?
No.
Jamie Lee Curtis look-alike?
No. How about, Johanna, you're here.
Johanna.
Hey, Johanna, who would you like to say hi to?
To my daughter, Lauren.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how old is Lauren?
I could say one thing. There was not one ugly kitty in here.
I agree.
There wasn't
They're one. All I totally agree.
How old is your daughter, Johanna?
16.
Oh, six. Wow.
Oh, wow.
16. Really? Well, then, you know, we should have known that. That
should have given extra credit.
Should have told us.
Yeah.
Those are good-looking genitals for having a 16-year-old kid.
And so did you girls all find, how did you find the contest? Did you enjoy yourselves? Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Everybody would come back and do it again.
Excellent.
And we might be doing it in maybe 3-4 years.
Who knows? Or maybe tomorrow.
maybe tomorrow.
I thought we could do a measuring contest for the males.
Measuring contest for the males.
Yeah, right. The day we go to the all-homo format.
Yeah.
That's the day we'll do that. And we also want to thank Shiloh from www.2expose.com.
Thank you. Thank you, Shiloh.
She was also great. And now all of you girls get out of here.
Thank you, ladies.
Everybody get out.
Good night, everybody.
Get out of here.
So long.
Charlie will give you some prizes.
Charlie will give you all the information. Rest we don't do that in here.
Yeah, you too, Shiloh. You got to get out.
See you later. Bye, Shiloh.
You got to get out.
There she goes.
www.2expose.com. Look for Shiloh on the Hawaiian Tropic
Girls.com.
Yeah,
I have a treat for you guys real quick, though.
Okay. Oh, you do?
I just got my boobs redone. I want to show you my new boobs.
Oh, well, new boobs.
Of course.
All right.
Yeah,
great.
So I changed the implant. Now, before I had space.
Right.
It's more cleavage.
Oh, more cleavage.
Oh, yes. Oh. Well, now, look at those.
Bravo.
Those are very pretty also.
So Dr. Ronald Perlman, the best plastic surgeon in the world, I'm telling you.
He does all the best boobs, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a great boob man.
Oh, fantastic.
And also, I'd like to thank one more person, Steve Augolino, my trainer from ExecuFit, for giving me the greatest body for the Hawaiian Tropic.
Oh, fantastic.
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you. And thanks to the people who voted again, and Don and Mike, of course.
All right, well, we love you.
Kings.
Thank you, Shiloh.
We love you, Shiloh.
Oh, have a wonderful day.
Go to her website, www.2expose.com.
You know, wasn't that nice? You know, she was fully clothed for the whole segment. We still got a little at the end.
We got to see the new boob job.
Fantastic.
They look great.
Very pretty. Well, there you have it.
Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Yes,
I must pay homage to you. I must pay respect to you. Any two men, married or single, that can, within the course of their jobs, judge Cooter.
Listen, it's a first. A good gig, right?
It's a first. And you know what? I want to say something else. And this I mean not as a joke, but as a compliment to those ladies. This studio smells fresh.
Yep. Absolutely.
Feminine.
Yes.
Delightful.
There was not one participant who had a problem.
I don't smell no bumblebee, okay?
Okay.
I don't smell no chicken of the sea in here right now.
You're absolutely right.
You got me?
Fantastic contestants.
There's no need. Oh, and look at that. Tennille just showed me her boobs as she walked
out. Isn't that wonderful?
That's nice. There is no need for tartar sauce in this room.
Absolute good sport.
There's no fish smell.
Incredible.
There's none.
Yeah.
Those girls are all very clean.
And how do you like that, Buzz? The winner was a cat lover. Huh? That's great. That's perfect.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up?
Hey.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I'm on. Long time listener, first time caller.
You're on all fours? You're
on drugs?
You're on the bathroom seat? What are you on?
Exactly. I'm telling you, I live in Livermore, California. I listen through Sacramento, THTK.
Yes.
And we've been out of power for about 3 hours. I'm all out of beach towels, man. Awesome.
You know, that's right. In California, they're having those rolling blackouts.
It's pretty amazing. And the only time I didn't think of it until they showed the guy that was on a respirator who has to plug in at night. And he was saying, you know, people, and his point was, people don't realize that when they shut the power off for 90 minutes, there's some people that will die.
Why don't we send Imus out there to do a remote then?
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Is he still alive? Wait a minute. Imus is still alive? I thought.
Yeah. 90 minutes power off, stupid idiot. My lung doesn't work.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm in the stirrups, Buzz.
Oh, hello, Jorge.
Are you going to judge my pretty punami?
Hey, come on down.
If I come down, will you go down, Buzz?
No.
Jorge. Man, he loves you, Buzz.
Yeah, I know he does.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
God bless him.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I didn't get a chance to watch Temptation Island last night. I was wondering if you could give us all a synopsis on what you
know. We didn't really talk about it, did we?
We come back.
I,
I enjoyed your contest. You got to love judging Cooter, but
we do.
Waiting to hear about Temptation Island.
All right. Well, we come back, I promise you, because it's almost news time. A brief commentary on Temptation Island, and also, you know, we got to try to give away the money.
Yeah.
With the secret song number 3, which is sponsored by our good friends at Main Street Title.
We love them.
So listen, you want $500? All you got to do is identify secret song number 3. Now, here are your clues. Old school rap, sung by a brother, recently featured in the soundtrack to a popular movie. Okay? What are you picking up your pencil for? You don't have it. You don't have it. What are you writing down? Are you writing down F-U? It can't be a real guess. It's got to be. Double Dutch. It's not Double Dutch.
Don't laugh.
That made me laugh, though.
Oh, man, don't laugh.
Double Dutch is such a stupid freaking song. Double Dutch. On the Double Dutch bus.
Okay.
What are you writing down now? F you, stupid.
Oh.
He just wrote down, Buzz.
Thank you. It's not that rap song.
No, it's not that one.
You stupid.
We will be right back with Call 100.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
I am the truth. We take Jesus and we wrap him around our reproductive organs.
Amen.
And it's Jesus who's speaking to us to take his healing gospel to this generation and to do it now.
Damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
I got something I was saving up during that whole contest.
Oh, no.
Let me see if it's any good.
Here we go. You know, it's kind of tough. You had the music turned up there. I know you can't run the board and do that all the time at the same time.
I forgot to turn the music down.
I think it still counts, though. Are we going to sponsor it?
Yeah.
How's it smell?
Not well.
Thanks.
But it's filling out.
Hey, are they still sponsoring those?
Yes.
All right, good for
them. They signed a year-long contract.
Did they really?
Great. www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet. Actually, I thought it was a conscious decision with the board. I thought the fart would be loud enough.
All right.
Break through the music.
Right, exactly.
But it wasn't. It wasn't.
You didn't feel like doing that when they were all in here.
No. Not when the girls were in here showing us their beautiful.
There was one time on strip trivia where I was toying with the idea.
Oh. You know, but there's a difference between strip trivia.
Yeah, strip trivia is more of a rowdy atmosphere.
And the Cooter contest.
Right. But next time on strip trivia, I'm going to try.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Caller 100?
Yes, you are.
All right.
And what's your name, my friend?
James.
James, where are you from?
Ocean City, Maryland.
All right, James. Oh, you're listening on 96 Rock, right?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful. You know, it's so good to be back on in Ocean City.
Absolutely. Oh, it's great to have you guys.
And goddamn, I love this station, 96 Rock. I want to tell you why I love this station.
Why is that?
They run the whole show.
That's good.
They don't cut us off early.
Absolutely.
Great. Is great. You go to Salisbury, you can pick the station up. You go to Ocean City, you pick it up. You go to Fenwick Island, you pick it up.
You can go out shark fishing at night and like 18 miles off coast and still hear us.
You go to Rehoboth, you go to the outlets, you pick the station up.
You go to that ballpark.
Frank Perdue Stadium.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Arthur Perdue Stadium. Mike, home of the Delmarva Shorebirds. I go there.
I know. It's a great stadium.
I go watch go baseball Shorebirds. There. Listen, my friend, you won wrestling tickets.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, so did all of the girls who participated in our contest today.
Fantastic. Yep.
Everybody wins tickets before they can buy them to Raw is War. See over 40 of your favorite WWF superstars live at MCI Center March 5th. Tickets, everybody else, go on sale Saturday at 12 noon through Ticketmaster. Enjoy your tickets. Now, are you ready to go for the money?
I sure am.
All right, $500. Keep in mind, it's a rap song.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Old school.
Mm-hmm.
Sung by a brother.
Mm-hmm.
Recently featured in the soundtrack of a hit movie.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play you the song. You identify it, you win $500. Please don't answer until Mike sings like.
I'm going to give you now, Don, artists and titles, okay? As we're, you know, it's the secret song, but I'm not just going to give you the artist. I will give you the artist and also the song.
Okay.
Wayne Newton, Donkey Shame.
Gotcha. Oh, because, you know, You know, that tool's in town today with the inauguration.
Absolutely. Well, hey, they're back in power.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
There it is. And speaking of the inauguration, I think tomorrow one of those guys from the Republican Party who signed me up is bringing me some VIP passes for the swearing-in ceremony.
Oh, my.
I think so.
Dr. Shane. Thank you very much,
How funny would that be if I got VIP passes for the actual swearing-in ceremony?
I think it would be wonderful. You should go.
I might.
You should.
Right.
I might. For $500, what's the song?
Bust a Move, Young MC.
Could you please repeat that?
Bust a Move, Young MC.
Hey! Oh, my God. He figured it out.
I thought it was a couple days ago. You kind of verified it with those hints.
Yeah. I love this song. Now listen. Here comes the part. All we do, we took a drum riff out here coming up. Right here.
This is a camp.
Well, not right there.
All right.
But that's the song. Bust a Move by Young MC.
Okay, party. Go to a party.
That is secret song number three. $500
Beautiful.
That you've just won is paid by Main Street Title.
Fantastic.
Great.
Yeah, that's it. How the hell did you get that?
Just kind of recognized a little bit of the beat there. I mean, I heard a couple days ago, and when you first started playing it, I didn't know so much about it until you played it.
Yep. Now, here's your clues. Rap, right?
Yeah.
Brother, Young MC. And it was featured in the movie The Replacements.
Ah, there you go.
They all danced to it at some point. Just bust a move. Hey, way to go.
Great.
Enjoy your money. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
Go to the party. You're a smarty. You
can... Let me see. I think I got to... Let me bust a move. Hold on.
Here we go. Man.
Wow.
Another one.
Yeah.
Print it.
That ain't bad.
Sponsor it.
Okay. Egars. www.egars.com.
Fantastic.
Oh, we gonna debut number four?
I like this one.
Okay.
This is another toughie?
Hold on, Robbie. Write down which one this is.
Oh, you remember.
Robin, I got a million of them. Hold on.
Let me see which one it is. Write it down. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right.
Good luck. Here's the debut.
Debut?
Of secret song number four. We'll start playing with this one on tomorrow's episode. And here it is. That's it.
Yeah, that's good.
There you go.
I don't have a clue.
Come on.
I don't even have an opinion.
Well, that's it.
Wow.
Secret song number four.
Is it old school?
I think you would consider it old school, wouldn't you, Robbie?
Well, yes and no, because old school makes me think rap.
It's not rap, but yeah, it is old school.
That's
it right there.
And it's the top 10.
Yes, all of these songs, top 10 songs.
All right, so, that's a good one. It's another good one. Very difficult.
You'll have the first guest on tomorrow's episode. Now, Jesus, do we have time to talk about Temptation Island besides the fact to say that I watched it last night.
I did too. I thought it sucked.
Here you go. 30 seconds. Not as good as the first episode, obviously. I think the dumbest couple is the guy with the shaved head and the girl who has the hair that looks like that pinhead. What's that?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Pinhead from Hellraiser?
Yes, Hellraiser.
Oh, yeah. Hellraiser, yeah, yes. Pinhead.
But he's
the guy that's the most overtly interested in the girls, see, where it's like, ooh, yeah, yeah. Lots of elbows to the buddies.
And I also noted that I thought it was interesting that the brother and the sister, neither one, you know, the black couple, they didn't want to look at the movies of
right.
each other.
Right.
With the other people to see what the other people had to say about them. Beyond that, not a lot happened, man.
No, extremely, absolutely boring.
It was like...
horribly boring.
It was a real letdown for the second episode. I thought by the second episode, we'd see somebody cheating, we'd see somebody banging somebody.
We get any overnights for that, Buzz? Any overnight ratings?
No, but I'll check on it.
All right.
All right, so I guess, well, that's it. For the guy who waited all day for our astute comments on Temptation Island.
It kind of sucked.
There you go.
Nothing happened.
It sucked. I mean, I'll watch it next week. But if it doesn't get better next week, I'm probably going to stop watching it.
You know, and then I think the more you get into that show, the more you realize that there's not a payoff in any way. You know, I mean, they can't really show anything. There's not even a, you know, just show us making out or something like that. But they don't show that.
There's no winner.
And it's like the most erotic scene is when somebody gets thrown into the pool.
Right. Although some of the girls that the guys have to choose from are hot.
Yes. They're very hot. They're very attractive women.
And the guys, you know, maybe it's because I'm a guy, but I look at all of the guys that they have available for the women.
Yeah.
They look like big, fat losers.
They're all like dopey 20-somethings.
Right. I mean, the girls, at least, are hot, I think.
Yes.
And I don't know, Temptation Island. I tell you what.
I did like it when they voted the people off, the certain singles off. The one single, that was my only, that's the only part I enjoyed.
You mean where they had to go hang the thing around their neck?
Right. I enjoyed that because, you know, for whatever reason, I kind of agreed with the decisions when they explained them. And both people that got voted off, it's what's amazing is you find yourself, as they're describing why they voted that person off, you don't like the person that they vote off, and I didn't have an opinion of them before.
And didn't you think it was overly complicated, the thing with the videotape? And the small monitor.
Absolutely.
I mean, I found myself going, why?
What's the need?
Yeah, it was
for
really
all of this
stupid
extra crap.
And you know that bald guy didn't get it the first time they explained it.
The bald guy doesn't get a lot.
And don't you wish that they would just drown that host?
Yeah. That host who is...
He is worse than Jeff Probst, isn't he?
He is a Survivor guy wannabe.
Yeah.
He is a Jeff Probst wannabe of the highest order.
So you could do a lot to make that show better. First, kill off the host. Uh-huh. Second... You know, even if it's from the back, give us some nudity.
Yep.
Right.
Okay, let us see the girls taking their tops off, and let's see something happening.
Sure. I mean, you get it on NYPD Blue. Why can't you get it on, Fox?
Let's see it, man. We want to see something.
You want to show me something?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, yeah.
Yeah, did you see that girl, Mandy, the red hair with the braids?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was all going on about how... She didn't think that it was fair that everything was going on. Yet in her tape, she was all sucking face with some guy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the show had moments like that, but not enough.
Not enough to keep it going, not enough to sustain it. And you know what? The people aren't compelling enough. Yeah, they're good looking, but that's where it ends. You know, at least when you're watching a show like The Real World, you get real, and they spend a lot of time screening people for The Real World to get personalities. People that, whether you like them or not, bring something to the table. These people are very bland.
I think at some point this week, well, this week's almost over, but the producer of Temptation Island, they're trying to book him as a guest on this show, and the problem is, they're afraid that if we get him on, then all we'll do is yell at him about how bad the show sucks.
Hey, the bottom line is, we're still watching the show.
They should have booked him as a guest last week when we loved it.
Yeah, well, maybe even before.
But we all watched the first episode. Well, even after last week, the first episode, we said, you know what, not bad. Maybe we'll come back to it.
And, you know, there's still the potential that something might happen, but... Yeah, you know, I can't get by that piece of intelligence that came out that nobody's going to get together on the show.
I ended up watching Frasier instead.
Really? Frasier.
Yeah, I'm such a fag.
Frasier.
Hello, Roz.
Frasier takes his kid camping. That's what I watched instead of Temptation Island.
Were you wearing those boots that zip up in the back when you did that?
Hey, those are fashionable boots.
I want to see them. I want to.
Those are fashionable boots. Those are not fag boots.
We go to Des Moines, Iowa.
No.
Hello.
You know, they are
Larry's
so good.
Larry's a zip up on the side.
They are so good, I have worn them, and you've not even noticed that I have worn them.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Are they the black boots that have the kind of the thick sole?
Yes.
Yeah, I've noticed.
You have not.
I notice everything.
He's such a liar.
Every day.
I'll wear them tomorrow.
All right, please.
Hello.
Do.
Don and Mike Show.
With shorts.
Temptation Island on Junkyard Wars next week. It's the final. They're building rockets.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen. Did anybody watch the 10 o'clock episode of Junkyard Wars?
I watched the last half of it.
Wasn't it good?
It was. I loved the race with the hovercraft.
I'm telling you. I told you yesterday. That show, Junkyard Wars, and we had the host and the creator on yesterday. That show did not let me down last night.
No, I was confused. I forgot there was so much to do last night on TV. You know how I am with the TV. What channel is it on?
That's on TLC.
The Learning Channel.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the black couple.
Yes, honey.
On Temptation. They did watch whom they dated. They didn't want to leave each other a personal message. They do not like each other.
All right, okay. Yeah. I do stand corrected.
Aren't they the ones that get kicked off eventually?
Ultimately, yeah. That's what it was at the very end where they said, do you want to tape a one-minute message? And neither one of them wanted to tape. You're right. Thank you, honey.
I don't even know why they came to the island. They hate each other.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you, honey.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. I think they just ought to all drink milk.
You should have come down here today. Are you still there?
You ought to drink milk called Carnation Island.
I know your genitals are beautiful. Hello, Don and Mike.
D&M.
Yes.
I need some assistance with something. I have a concern in my life.
Yes.
I'm watching Sunday Night Football or, Sunday Night Baseball or something with the boy. And they got these ED commercials that are coming on all the time.
Now, when you say with the boy, do you mean with your son or do you mean with the boy that you have kidnapped in your basement?
No, this would be my son. There's no kidnapping involved.
And how old is your son?
My son is 11 years old.
All right, and what comes on TV that disturbs you?
Well, I mean, I'm sitting here and I want to explain to my son during, TV timeouts what pass interference is or what first and 10 is. And, and they show these ED commercials. You see the waterfall start and they want to talk about blue hairs with bad tennises, and I need some help. What do I do? Do I explain it to him?
What is this question? ED as in erectile dysfunction, perhaps?
Yes, Buzz. That's exactly what it is.
Tell him it's what his old man has. Just pull down your pants and say, son, look at this piece of spaghetti. This is what I have. I got it. You're getting it.
It'll always be spaghetti. It'll never change. This way it looks. Like a limp piece of pasta.
Hey, Bob Dole.
I'll tell you right now, it's Bob Dole. Who I talked to you about erectile dysfunction. I'm pointing at it right here. Take a look at that. That's a piece of linguine that's not going north again. You understand me? But thanks to this little blue pill, Liddy and I, Libby Dole, she likes this blue pill. So do I. I eat 15 of them. 15 of them with one glass of water. Absolutely. And that's when I put on my mesh.
Hello, John and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is me.
Yes.
How are you? I just wanted to congratulate you guys and just offer tremendous praise. You tell me everything I need to know about television. I don't need TV Guide. Those people should hire you.
Damn right. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
So long. Bye-bye.
Take a look at that.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, take a look at my pasta.
Hey, don't you remember when Buzz was a little boy?
I remember Buzz and I used to play in the streets.
We played together. Yeah.
Absolutely, back in the streets of Bethlehem when Jesus was born.
Yeah, it was nice.
We had a great time, didn't we, Buzz?
Yeah, throwing cobblestone.
We didn't have a real ball, not like that Wilson ball.
No.
No, not that thing in Castaway, no. We actually had to use a sheep's head.
With your rocks.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great.
Absolutely. We'd just sit there hours and hours playing soccer with a sheep's head and then go down for the crucifixion.
Who's older, you or Buzz?
I'm a little bit younger than Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz
yeah.
a little longer in the tooth than I am.
I showed him around.
Absolutely. He can move quick, though, if there's a naked lady or bacon in the studio.
Bacon. It's time for the news and the comments.
In a world where owning a radio is strictly forbidden,
Verboso.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz me.
He made it up.
And Bob, you forgot the three things that make him move.
What's that?
Naked ladies.
Yeah.
Bacon.
Uh-huh.
White shoe polish.
White shoe polish. There you go. Absolutely. Right next to the white belt.
That's right.
And the double knit slacks.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight on the news show?
Tonight, Jesse Jackson says goodbye for now.
I am cheating on my wife.
Bad guy. Went against me a number of times. I'll shed no tears. No tears from Bob Dole. There you go.
Okay, stay by. We'll talk about Jesse.
Good.
Right after this.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and
coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
About you, Bob Dole. That was very.
Blue pill professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys?
Tom Gavin, you're a monster. You have shown me something. Gavin, it's 2001. You got to show me something more.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm only safe.
Oh! Don and Mike, live at the Super Bowl next Friday. They will show you something.
Yep.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Love to hee-haw with the wrinkled meemaw, Don and Mike.
Loving that. Next Friday, the whole crew. Down in Pampon Bay, Florida, for the big game, that big Super Bowl show. We'll see who's coming on. Tomorrow on the show, remember last week John Madden was supposed to come on, and
right.
he got all caught up with the New York Giants?
That's right.
Tomorrow Madden's coming on. Even better to have him on tomorrow because he's going to be hinting as to who he selected for the All-Madden team.
Fantastic. Always great to have John Madden on the show.
Also tomorrow, Chuck Stossel, the love muscle. Be able to yell at him about Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Right.
And a brand new low-budget Jeff Hardy.
Fantastic.
All of that for you on tomorrow's episode. Now, here is Guy J. Birdley.
Hi, Don and Mike, and I did check on those overnight ratings for Temptation Island, and thanks to that show, Fox won the night. The ratings were pretty good. The first half hour of the show got an 11.0 and a 16 share. The second half of the show got an 11.9 and an 18 share.
Well, I guess that's good. That's not great like Survivor numbers, right?
No, it's not like Survivor numbers. So, did you get the number two or just
second to that was The West Wing with a 9.7 and a 14 share. Those are the household shares on the overnight scores.
Well, that's impressive. The show beat The West Wing, though.
Yeah, well, The West Wing was a rerun.
Yes, there were a number of reruns on last night, including Frasier.
Oh, really?
Now you know.
I didn't know.
Frasier.
Now, Jesse Jackson, who's always been fond of the spotlight, says he's dropping out of public life for a while.
I am somebody.
I just didn't mean to.
I got me a booty call.
Is dropping out after the National Enquirer story about his love child and the pregnant mistress he took to the White House at about the time President Clinton was having his own personal problems.
Yeah, now listen, here's what I didn't get, and I saw this on the news this morning, mm-hmm. and they glossed right over this. At the time that Jesse Jackson went to the White House...
To counsel the president.
Yeah, well, you really to yell at him. Mm-hmm. You know, you call it counseling, I call it yell at you, whatever.
Right, right.
To reprimand him for having sex with Monica.
Right.
He was there.
Right.
With this other girl he'd knocked up.
Right.
Right.
And publicly, at that same time, Jesse Jackson was telling the press and the public, he was kind of defending President Clinton at that time as well as scolding him.
Of course he was defending him. He was banging this other girl.
Now, this woman, Jesse's former woman, is Rainbow Coalition activist Karen Stanford. As for the child, Jackson says he loves her very much and has assumed responsibility for her emotional and financial support all along. That financial support reportedly comes to $10,000 a month, plus another $40,000 to the mother. Quoting him, I fully accept responsibility and am truly sorry for my actions.
And Buzz, we have tape now from the mother.
Okay.
Let's roll that, please.
Hear it.
You Don Geronimo! Sounds good.
I said, I kid, I am not the father.
No.
Seriously.
Uh-huh.
Jesse Jackson's, what do I call her? His mistress.
His mistress?
His former mistress. Here she is.
Get out of bed while your faith in hand.
Mama.
Gladys.
I had no idea.
Gladys Vincent.
I absolutely have no idea.
Right.
She's got a great voice.
Yeah. She's singing to Jesse here.
Right. With her on piano.
She's got beautiful genitals.
I wish she was in the contest. She really knows how to make you wake up, too.
Wake up.
Jesse Jackson, who was also born out of wedlock, says he will take some personal time now to be with his family. Big firework.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like Clinton had that good time a while back.
Says he needs to straighten some things out.
Yeah, right.
A big fireworks display closed out the opening ceremonies this evening for the inauguration of George W. Bush. Teenaged girls crowded around the Lincoln Memorial to see Ricky Martin, but because of the cold, damp weather and perhaps the presence of Wayne Newton, the crowd was small.
Shocker.
Bush spoke to the crowd, telling him he's ready to start and that he'll serve all Americans. President Clinton, by the way, gives his farewell tonight on television from 8 p.m. to 8:05 Eastern
Time.
Can't
believe with that A-list entertainment that it's not more crowded.
It's amazing, isn't it? The lights are back on.
Hey, Mike, where are there going to be four more fireworks tonight, do you think? Downtown on the mall? Or in my house and your house when we get home?
I think,
after having the pretty genital contest.
I think that's an easy one.
Yeah.
You know, we should have 100,000 people on our lawn.
Where will there be more fireworks, your homes or Jesse Jackson's?
Yeah, I think Jesse Jackson's got a corner on it tonight.
Hey, listen.
You can feel better.
We look. look, we didn't procreate.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
This is my point. The lights are back on in northern and central California after a two-hour rolling blackout. It happened again today with up to a million people without power at any given time. Nearly 2 million homes were affected altogether, nearly twice as many homes as yesterday.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia.
Man, I love Vicki Lawrence.
That's the night that they hung an innocent man.
Vicki. Oh, man, now there's a woman.
You can sell your soul to some backward southern lawyer.
Vicki needs to be back on TV.
I don't mean to disparage, but if you...
Something got blood got on his hands.
Now I'm thinking about Vicki in the genital contest.
Forget about it.
You boys.
The hair on her head matches the hair on down there.
Oh,
and
there
that's
wouldn't be
bad.
There wouldn't be any hair down there.
No, we put Vicki in that contest, and it's back to Vicki with an exclamation point, like when she had her talk show. Vicki.
If you want to develop pictures of illegal activity, take the film The Walmart. A Walmart employee in Omaha...
We'll
be right back with this story.
All right, Mike, we're ready for you.
Get me started.
I'm not your strongest, but that's sponsorable. Sure.
No, I thought that was going to be much better than...
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Okay.
We thank them for sponsoring our farts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So if you want to develop pictures of illegal activity, take the film to Walmart. A Walmart employee in Omaha noticed some pictures of a small child crawling around in what appeared to be a pile of drugs surrounded by $50 and $100 bills.
Oh, baby Ardinger.
The kid also had bruises that looked like child abuse. So the employee called the cops and showed them the picture. But that violated Walmart's policy of respecting its customers' privacy, so Walmart fired the employee. The employee sued, but now a judge has thrown out the case saying Walmart did nothing wrong.
Oh, God.
Well,
hugs are great. Hugs are A-OK. Hugs. See that old guy? Yeah. You know the guy I'm doing?
I know. You're doing the...
Hugs are great.
You're doing the greeter?
Oh, retiring for the bird.
Yeah.
Hugs are great. I got a bunch of drugs back at the house. If you come in without a smile, I'll give you one of mine.
Not those professional old people that are taking a cattle prod, too, to do those commercials, you know?
They could unionize.
Yeah, they're professional old people. Hugs are great.
Have you taken pictures of your children rolling around on the floor with unmarked bills?
Walmart will protect your privacy.
Amounts of illegal drugs.
But unless you do a picture like that, well, you can develop it here, and I'll give you a hug.
A hug.
Hugs are good.
Come here, hug me.
Retirement's for the birds.
That's a beautiful baby. And say, what's that? Black tar heroin? Fantastic. How about a hug? Thanks for shopping Walmart.
A 22-year-old man has been ordered to stand trial for allegedly stalking Star Trek's Seven of Nine. We were just talking about this earlier today.
Oh, well, listen, she's worth stalking, man.
Marlon Pagtakin was arrested last year for following and harassing actress Jeri Ryan.
Excuse me, Jeri. I have lots of pictures of you in motion.
Yesterday, a judge said there was enough evidence to try Marlon on both stalking and extortion charges.
Time out, Buzz. Got to just be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They will be uninhabitable. It doesn't matter if they flush automatically. That's not going to prevent the human beings from leaving feces on the side of, you know, on the side of the commode.
They opened one in Herald Square about a week ago, and it's had some bugs.
And listen, even in my house, I'm lucky if I hit the bowl when I'm peeing, like three times out of five when I'm trying to aim. I mean, when I go out to a public restroom,
right?
I don't even look.
And you know something? If they're out there on the street,
right.
You know they're only going to be used by people, probably the majority of people who use them because it's an emergency.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You
right.
know, where they're just struggling.
Desperate.
They just can't make it, so it'll be illness and disease.
I think the business group's going to send people out to try to keep them clean, but who knows?
Rob was demonstrating someone using it. That's quite a dance he just performed, Rob.
Hey, you know, that'd be a good job for Jeremy Coleman.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Cleaning those toilets.
And Rob, that was a lovely Ainsley Harriet impression you just did.
It was like this. This is the other one.
God, I wish that man was back on television.
New York City Council set aside $5 million last year to buy 100 of these toilets, but those toilets have yet to materialize. A teeny crocodile hunter, Steve Irwin, nearly became dinner for a croc this week.
Crikey, look at this. He's got me legs.
Yes, a 6-foot reptile sank its teeth into his leg. Took a dozen stitches to repair the damage, which Irwin calls an occupational hazard.
It's occupational, mate. I'll blame it.
trying to move a 13-year-old croc from one part of his Australian zoo to another.
Quiet. I'm standing here on the beach.
Look at this one. He's a real ripper. He's going to stick his teeth right into my leg, mate.
Crikey. He's got it all the way down in the bow.
I tell you, mate, I'm bleeding out. I'm bleeding out. It's not like that fake commercial I get in by his head. According to Steve, she, she chomped, sunk her teeth into my leg, and did a head shake, which messed it up a little.
Oh, my God.
He says he doesn't blame the 176-pound croc.
Let go of me.
Quoting again, this poor little female was defending herself.
Stop it, you crazy bastard. Stop it, you son of a bitch.
You're hurting me.
Oh. I hate this crocodile. I knew you were a bastard. Did you have to be sent to taste this bastard?
No word on whether the incident will appear in his show, which airs in 130 countries.
But you know what?
What?
The crocodile hunter, and we had him on the show plenty of times. We've got his wife on the show plenty of times. The real guy. I mean, not my great impression.
Right.
The real guy, he's never crossed over all the way.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
You know what I mean? He's popular on whatever cable channel he's on.
Oh, I see.
And he does a couple of commercials, mm-hmm. and, like, I saw the trailer for a Dr. Dolittle 2.
Right.
And he's in the trailer for that,
mm-hmm.
but he's never made the jump all the way
to the mainstream.
Being mainstream popular.
You know, and you know how good he is, though, at what he does? When you watch, there's another show with some red-haired guy that runs around and chases animals too, and he's sucks. He's like out looking in this junkyard for snakes.
And hi there, I'm not the crocodile hunter.
Isn't that show called Hainline?
David Hainline presents.
Hi, this is David Hainline.
It's something's adventure, somebody's adventure.
Hainline.
And he finds this tiny little snake. And that's like a big deal.
Oh, it's Steve Irwin. It's a garden snake.
Steve Irwin's 2 inches away from a rattler.
Jesus, I'm scared.
I wish I was mainstream, mate. The creators of South Park are branching out into live-action comedy, but their network, Comedy Central, may be getting cold feet about the boys' latest project. They're putting together a sitcom called That's My Bush.
Nice Bush.
It's a look at the family life of a president named Bush.
Boring.
It would focus a lot on his 19-year-old twin daughters, Jenna and Barbara. The real-life president-elect has 19-year-old twin daughters named Jenna and Barbara.
Boring.
Producers Trey Parker and Matt Stone want to portray the girls as, and I quote, very hot and sexy, maybe lesbian or bisexual. The show's set to debut in May, but
Boring.
Comedy Central now says it may honor the incoming president's request that his daughter's privacy be respected.
Forget it.
Well, the crowd has spoken.
Right.
Politically incorrect Bill Maher has apologized for what he said about mentally disabled children.
Oh, please.
A week ago tonight, Maher compared those kids to dogs, calling them retarded. He said they're sweet, they're kind, but they don't mentally advance at all. Advocates for the mentally disabled demanded an apology and a promise that it wouldn't happen again. ABC says Maher went over the line of political incorrectness and the network apologized for the insensitivity of the remark. Maher says, and I quote,
ABC apologizes to all retards. Now, back to Dharma and Gray.
There you go.
They know that only retards watch Dharma and Gray.
Right, and they need to apologize to the dogs, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Maher tells the New York Times, I make no excuses. I was wrong, and what I said was hurtful to people, and I feel terrible about it.
ABC apologizes to all retards. Stay tuned for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Hi there. Thank you, Bill.
There's a website for hating just about everything and everybody in public life, but one of those websites has fallen by the wayside now. You know it's over for Dr. Laura when even StopDrLaura.com shut down. The owner points out that the show has no ratings and few advertisers, hasn't been renewed yet, and the TV stations around the country have banished it to the wee hours of the morning.
That's a shame.
Quoting the webmaster, we won. It's time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, he set up his newest website, RoeVBush.com. to fight the confirmation of John Ashcroft as W's Attorney General.
You know who loves the Dr. Laura show, though?
Who? The retards. I see.
And dogs.
60 Minutes.
Yeah, retards and dogs.
60 Minutes had no trouble talking about Olympian Lance Armstrong's testicular cancer, but the show has decided not to do the piece it had planned about the off-Broadway hit The Vagina Monologues. Word is CBS got queasy about the idea of saying the word vagina in prime time. CBS admits it has dropped the story from 60 Minutes, but it claims the decision has nothing to do with the V word.
Well, I guess that means they won't be doing that feature on our show today on the genitals for Jamaica.
Right. We said vagina a few times. Of course, with the way that show's going, that would be angina.
Former Brady Bunch co-star Barry Williams has been fined $50,000 by the Actors Union.
I was excited when I saw this story, and then I read more, and it was boring.
Yeah. For appearing in a non-union production of The Sound of Music. I've got a little something on my sleeve here, though. It's the biggest fine ever from the Actors' Equity.
He played Maria, though, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Von Trapp. The union says it wants to send a message to union actors, don't appear in non-union shows. So Laverne and Shirley co-stars Cindy Williams and Eddie Mecca might want to listen up.
Where's my Eddie Mecca tape, Robbie?
They're currently touring in a non-union version of Grease.
Grease.
Yeah.
Hold on a second, Buzz.
Let's see if we can find
we
that.
We very rarely get a chance to play our tape of the Big Ragu.
Eddie Mecca.
Now, who did he play on Laverne and Shirley? What was his role?
The Big Ragu, Carmine.
Right.
Carmine Ragusa.
Okay.
Yeah. Brilliant singer.
We love this tape.
Hi, this is Eddie Mecca. You probably remember me from Laverne and Shirley, Carmine Ragusa to Big Ragu. You know I'd go from rat to riches. And I never, ever, ever listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. Thank you. Eddie.
Eddie Mecca.
See, that's why you never throw away a tape.
Right. Good policy. Brett and Danielle Penny. Brett and Danielle Penny say they're not swingers. They say they just have parties where people drink beer, play cards, and sometimes swim in the nude.
But
their next-door neighbor says the Pennies have parties in which couples swap partners and engage in group sex.
It's just like your house on the weekend.
He says the website promoting the Penny household as the Love Shack confirms this.
www.elstonswelcomeyou.com.
The LoveShack.com.
That's when you can see Buzz standing on the street going, Tiroo! Rusted!
But the Pennies say they've been framed. They say someone else put up that website to defame them. Danielle says Salem is a stupid town with stupid people who lie. The Pennies say they've had enough, so they're packing up and leaving Salem, New Hampshire. Just as police say they left a town in Massachusetts 1 year ago after police there investigated something called the Love Shack.
How does John Coltrane Penny feel about it?
I don't know.
You got one more, Buzzy?
JC Penny.
I got one more. The ratings for the Super Bowl may be a little disappointing this year. The Giants' blowout of the Vikings inspired a lot of football fans to find something else to do, and a lot of them didn't come back for the Raiders-Ravens game. Maybe that's why the ratings for those last two championship games were down 15% from last year. Experts say that could translate into lower ratings for the Super Bowl, which is bad news for CBS.
Hey, America hates an underdog.
Right. It'll be fine. Don't worry. You get a bunch of retards and broads to watch it. They'll love it. You won't love the Super Bowl.
I love the Super Bowl.
Of course.
I do, too.
Listen, there's a Toast-Happen Touchstone. It's time for call number 100 right now in a prize package we selected especially for you. Call Lisa. She's standing by. Phone number is 877-365-3636. Call her right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
H.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
How about this lame-ass analysis?
Clown porn aficionados, John and Mike.
Hold on, we're back on the air.
I'm sorry.
We're back on the air.
I'm sorry for thinking that. Rob and I were just talking about the natural.
Okay. Here's Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, John and Mike. In sports, the NFL is fining Defensive Player of the Year Ray Lewis and fellow Baltimore Raven Tony Siragusa as they prepare for the Super Bowl.
Why? Siragusa didn't kill anybody.
Nope. He's been hit with a $10,000 fine, though, for slamming Oakland's Rich Gannon to the ground in the first half of last week's AFC Championship game.
Oh, gotcha.
Lewis is being fined $7,500 for hitting Tennessee's Steve McNair in the chest the week before. Neither hit was flagged as a penalty at the time. And finally, it's fairly common in Iran for an old man to marry a young woman. But now comes word from
Reuters. Is that true, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that when he met Laura?
Yeah, Laura was living in Iran at the time. She's Hungarian and Iranian.
Today, though, comes word from Reuters that a 20-year-old man in Iran is marrying a 77-year-old woman.
There you go.
That almost never happens. There's speculation the guy got married to cut 2 years off his military service.
I bet her genitals are beautiful.
Single guys, they might be, stick around. Single guys in Iran do 4 years in the military. Married guys do two, so that's one thought. Officials have approved the marriage, though, saying that the groom and the happy girl are both in perfect health and breaking no laws.
Mm.
One other thing about the 77-year-old bride, the report says she's a virgin. I'm Buzz Burbank.
That'd be a tough seal to break.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, Buzz.
I got Paul Geraldo trying to open.
Jesus Christ.
Give me a crowbar. All right, that's it. We got to go. Thank you to all of our contestants today for the Genitals for Jamaica show.
Yes.
Great to be back on in New York, where we'll be heard every night on 102.7 WNEW.
Yay.
Great to be back on in New York City.
Back tomorrow with the all-new episode, John Madden, etc. We will see you then. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was calling to be caller 100.
Sorry you didn't get it.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Remember,
you got to be assertive.
B.A.
Be assertive.
B.A.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You know who B.A. is?
From North Dallas 40. The coach.
Hi, B.A.
Hello. I am caller 100.
Right, B.A. Yeah. What's your name, my friend?
My name's Larry.
All right, Larry. Nice prize pack for you. You want a fresh copy, a VHS copy of Jim Carrey's movie, Me, Myself, and Irene. And you also won the CD soundtrack. Rent it tonight or buy the special edition, available January 23rd. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, you guys are the radio gods.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Everybody go to Shiloh's website, www.2xposed.com.
Yes.
That's it. See you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Oh, and also tomorrow.
Yes.
Jim McClure will be here tomorrow, so we're going to spend at least part of the show.
Yeah, disemboweling it.
Yeah, taking care of him.
Very good.
Buzz, thank you and good night.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And Robbie.
Hi.
Robbie.
Yes.
Please, throw your Cox baseball hat.
Hello, old friend.
Throw your cock in the air. You know, your Cox baseball hat. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Thank you, Mr. Hawk. Meow. And we will see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.